News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Citing a threat to national security, President Trump is slamming the door on citizens of a dozen countries. They'll be barred from entering the U.S.
President Trump said this proclamation will go into effect on Monday. So if you do not already have a visa, if you do not already have a refugee status, you will be restricted from entering the country. In the first time he did this in 2017, he was bogged down in the American court system, facing multiple challenges in different courts across America, and that it had to be amended multiple times before it was eventually held up by the Supreme Court.
The BBC's Jay Kwan, in Mr. Trump's words, we cannot have open migration from any country where we cannot safely and reliably vet and screen those who seek to enter the United States. Israel has recovered the bodies of two Israeli-American hostages. They were captured by Hamas in the deadly 2023 raid on Israel. The captives' remains have been returned to Israel. The terrorists thought to still be holding 56 hostages in Gaza. It has been a wild and a deadly week of weather around some parts of the country.
One man has died in Dallas after his vehicle became stuck in high water during heavy rain and severe weather. A tornado touched down in the Kansas City area, and firefighters made about 70 water rescues around Wichita, Kansas. With more storms in the forecast, officials warn that the soil in the area is saturated, and even an inch or two of rainfall could lead to localized flooding. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Here's a former GOP congressman and a Trump critic, David Jolly, announcing he's running for Florida governor as a Democrat. The Egyptian national charged in Sunday's horrific anti-Semitic attack in Boulder, Colorado, due in state court later today. Wall Street Dow futures 40 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Good morning at 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
We've had two major wrecks this morning. Eastbound I-70 early this morning was closed after Route 32, with the wreck that, as of just a few moments ago, was still blocked off after Route 32, and traffic through there was sitting still. The only recourse, if you're back at 32, two options, 144 to the south, Route 99 to the north. They run parallel to I-70. You can work your way in towards Marriottsville Road and then come back over to the interstate. But they're not set up to handle all the interstate traffic, so be prepared. There's a wreck on 895 southbound, way south of the tunnel. It's after the spur at I-97 and before the ramp at the BW Parkway. And again, about as of 4 or 5 minutes ago, only one lane open on 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s and even some low 70s this morning. Heating up this afternoon, looking for highs in the upper 80s. Could be close to 90 once again with more humidity as well. Tracking our next weather maker as rain showers roll in this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 62 degrees. Aberdeen has 64 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland AG's office is investigating a fatal police-involved crash in Baltimore. Two people killed shortly after 2 a.m. Wednesday when a driver fled from MTA Authority Police, struck a support pillar under I-95 near East McComas Street. Driver and passenger in the car dead at the scene. No officers were injured. Maryland Department of the Environment says a 2,000-gallon oil spill in the waters of Harbor East has been contained. The Baltimore Fire Department and MDE responded to the spill under the Harbor Point Connector Bridge. That was yesterday afternoon. They found the dye from the oil was turning the water red. The Coast Guard and a private contractor called to assist with the cleanup along with other state agencies. Baltimore County police say a woman is dead after she was struck by a school bus in Rossville. Police say the accident happened just before 2 p.m. yesterday afternoon, Philadelphia and Ridge Roads. Victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say there were no children on the bus at the time of the crash. Circumstances surrounding the crash remain under investigation. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your home, you're in luck. We've got Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, in studio. Vinny, you were just telling me that now's a great time for home sellers to take action. Why is that?
Hey, Sean, a few things. Home values are up an average of 7.1% year over year, which means sellers can take advantage of high prices in a low inventory market. So if getting the most money is important, keep in mind that our sellers get an average of 3.1% more when compared with other agents in our market. So on a $400,000 home, that would mean an additional $12,400 right in your pocket.
That's really important because every dollar counts when you're selling.
That's why we will guarantee upfront and in writing to get you at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
So if you're on the fence about calling Vinny, the choice should be easy now. Call or text him today at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnieSteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Rejuvenated in Seattle.
In front 0-2 on Kerstad, who corks it down the right field line, hooking into the corner. That is a fair ball, and it'll go deep into the corner, allowing Arias to score easily. Here comes Mayo. He scores. Kerstad trucking into third with a go-ahead triple. Two are in here in the seventh, and the Orioles are on top.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Heston Kerstad's two-run triple in the seventh was the difference as the Orioles win their fifth straight. It was 3-2 in over the Seattle Mariners. After the game, manager Mancelino on what he saw from his young birds.
To kind of stay in the fight the way they did, to put the ball in play, to battle two strikes, build up pitch counts, to get some traffic, and then give yourself a chance to get the big hit.
It's been 32 years since a Canadian team last won the Stanley Cup. The Edmonton Oilers last night in Edmonton trying to change that.
Back to Nugent Hopkins. McDavid. It falls! Leon Dreisaitl! Game one hero!
That call on Sportsnet TV, indeed. Leon Dreisaitl with the game winner on a power play with 31 seconds to go in overtime number one. And the Oilers take game one from the Panthers in Edmonton. 4-3 was the final. The Montreal Canadiens were the last Canadian team to win the Cup in 1993. Coming up in 30 minutes, Derrick Henry's favorite movie star. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Welcome. It is Thursday, June the 5th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up this hour, Democrats gone wild. We'll take a look at two Republican senators already opposed to the one big, beautiful bill. But our top story here today, Governor Moore continues to defend and double down and stand by his Department of Juvenile Services Secretary, Vinny Schiraldi. Once again, even when confronted with overwhelming evidence of juvenile crime running rampant, the governor emphasized his strong working relationship with the BPD. And this is in spite of frustrations expressed by Commissioner Worley over juvenile crime and concerns about the DGS. Worley reported a decrease in overall crime this week, noting that rape is down 34%, aggravated assault down 14%. However, BPD is acknowledging that juveniles make up a greater share of arrests for offenses for robberies and auto thefts, with repeat offenders sometimes released by DGS. Sometimes? Really? I think it's more frequent than one would care to admit. Governor Moore reiterated his commitment to public safety.
We're very proud to work with Commissioner Worley. We're very proud to work with all of our partners inside this work. And each and every partner who we work with know that my number one priority is public safety.
Okay.
So he's happy to be working with people with whom he's working.
Yeah.
As they work.
But that's his number one priority.
Work.
Residents in Federal Hill care to differ. They are expressing dissatisfaction with Schiraldi and DGS and, you know, by osmosis, Governor Moore.
Since the 2022 Juvenile Justice Reform Act passed, and since Vince Schiraldi has become DJS Secretary, the quality of life here because of juvenile nuisance and crime and violence has eroded the quality of life here in Federal Hill.
And once again, the future of Vinny Schiraldi is being called into question. We did the petition to get him to step down, be recalled, or have his resignation submitted, or have you earlier in the week. And Fox 45's Keith Daniel confronting Governor Moore at Johns Hopkins yesterday about would he let Schiraldi go based on all the the epidemic of juvenile crime we're seeing not only in the city, the metro area, but in the entire state.
No, you have to have a full understanding of everything that is taking place, because the truth is that one person is not responsible for the record drops that we have seen in violent crime. One person is not responsible for individual incidents or increases. This is a team effort.
You're confident in Schiraldi.
I'm confident in making sure that our team gets the job done.
All right, so if this is a team effort, it's becoming painfully obvious and clear to me, Bruce, that Schiraldi is not the problem. He is a symptom of the disease. The problem is the governor.
Yeah.
The governor has to go. The governor has to resign. If he's telling us his public safety is priority number one, and he doesn't lift a finger to do anything to rein in this out-of-control Department of Juvenile Services, then he is the problem.
It strikes me that the old saying that a poor workman blames his tools might apply here. Vinny Schiraldi is just a tool. And we can't blame the hammer for not hitting the nail correctly. It's the guy who's controlling the hammer, and that is Governor Moore. Look, he's going to be busy starting about around 18 months from now running for the presidency.
Yeah.
So I just kind of hope he gets something done in the next year and a half.
And we apologize for the using the word tool in close proximity to our fine traffic reporter, Chuck Whitaker.
That's right. He is no tool.
Yeah, I would say I could be a hoe, but that's all.
6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, our very own Lawrence O'Toole.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we missed hump day because that would have been nice to have a camel around, you know.
That's right.
We now have three major accidents. All right. So this is early in the morning. This wreck on I-70 happened at 425 eastbound I-70 between the Route 32 and Route 40 as you're coming out to the split right there. So it's before that split. So traffic after Route 32 couldn't go anyplace at all. They've been sitting there and have been watching it. I think just now in the last 15 minutes, they've blocked it off at that point because now I see some traffic actually turning around and going back to Route 32. So I think they're going to force the traffic off there, and then the options would be 144 south of I-70 or Route 99. They run parallel into Marriottsville Road and then come back over from there, because there's no traffic moving. Just looking at the update from the accident scene, there's nothing happening here at all. I mean, the road is completely blocked on the eastbound side. Southbound 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, this is out in the country on 895. Before the BW Parkway, only one lane was getting by there. That's a straight road, perfectly straight, going down through there, so go figure. And a new wreck just came in, outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County at the BW Parkway, three lanes blocked. That should be just ducky on the outer loop right at 295. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What the hell is going on out there?
It's ducky.
I don't know.
Jeez.
God almighty.
It's ducky.
Yeah, it's ducky.
Rubber ducky. Weather Channel forecast. Rubber I'm sorry, the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Yeah.
See, you know, you got me going in the wrong direction there, buddy.
Yeah, blame it on me.
It is clearly Chuck's fault, folks.
Absolutely.
Everything is Chuck's fault. It's a mild start to the day. Heat and humidity later this afternoon.
Pick on old man.
Upper 80s, low 90s today. Tomorrow, cloudy, high in the 80s. Showers could return Saturday morning, at least through the day there. Mostly cloudy, 65 in Columbia, 65 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. A proposed law in Texas would require labels on packaged food from Skittles to Mountain Dew to warn consumers that the ingredients are not recommended for human consumption.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that something?
That's nice.
Texans need to know that eating these processed snack foods are bad for your well-being, you know, kind of like watching the Cowboys in the playoffs.
E.T. phone home.
Donald Trump spoke on the phone with Vladimir Putin yesterday for 75 minutes. Trump apologized for droning on, then apologized for bringing up drones.
Yes, you say the word drone out loud.
Rock legend Neil Young, who's embarked on a summer concert tour of the United States, has invited President Trump to attend one of his concerts. I could just see Neil's version of YMCA now, with a guitar and the harmonica. Might be interesting. President Trump has called for unlimited debt by proposing to scrap the debt ceiling. And the reason why, pay off all of Biden's credit cards.
You know, right.
Especially those ones his family ran up. Comedian Jimmy Fallon says the toughest part about being famous is adjusting to people not liking you. Now, if Fallon has issues with the people not liking him, imagine what Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert are going through. Those two are even worse.
Colbert used to be so funny once upon a
time. He was, yeah. At one point he was.
When he was pretending to be a conservative.
Yeah.
And that, but now that his true inner self has come out,
it's just didactic crap after that.
He's a goof.
New research shows that as oceans get warmer, clownfish adapt by shrinking in size. The phenomenon will be featured in a new Disney movie, Shrinking Nemo. So we'll have to see. Or maybe just Shrinkage.
Starring, please.
Starring Chuck Whitaker.
Chuck was in the pool.
I was in the hot tub, really. That's the whole reason why I got rid of it.
I have an update.
Yes, I bet you do.
I want you guys to shut up for a minute.
But wait, they must get their tickets at WCBM.com for the big roast coming up Friday, July 20th.
This shameless self-report. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway now is in the left-hand lane, so they moved it out of the other two. Left-hand lane, outer loop as you're coming up to the parkway. So that's one that's a little bit better. So, okay, go ahead.
Okay. No, that's fine. Now we're getting closer and closer to the big day.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah, two weeks from tomorrow. And it is going to, look, get your tickets now. Don't wait till the very end because, you know, they're starting to sell like hotcakes.
Don't be standing at the door crying.
Right, it's all you can eat. Crabs and all sorts of good stuff. We'll give you the menu again either today or tomorrow at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. Incredible crabs there. They've got their own little Chesapeake Bay crabber that they use. These are Maryland crabs. It's going to be a great night, so we're going to engorge ourselves on all you can eat and then all you can laugh coming up afterwards as we serve Chuck Whitaker up for dessert.
Now, you're taking the whole next week off in order to write some of the wonderful bits you're going to be using, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going into seclusion.
Okay.
To write the roast jokes.
Yeah. Seclusion is a small town in Idaho, by the way, folks. Yeah.
I thought it was out near Granite, Woodstock.
I'll take it for granted.
Out near the Patapsco Park.
I must prepare. You know, grandmaster.
I must prepare.
Remember, we went through this with Frank.
We did.
And it worked fine until I got up at the end.
I know. We are getting some inquiries as to whether this will be blue or whether this will be PG or what have you. So it is our intent to be PG.
All right.
Okay.
Not mine.
Okay.
Not mine.
So if you are coming, you want to make sure that you bring your plugs when Chuck gets up to respond.
You know, I have to tell you the truth. Poor Johnny Dark. We all love Johnny.
Yes, we do. May rest
in peace. His wife were at Frank's Roast, and I felt so bad afterwards because I was dropping the F-bomb right and left. And they came up to me, and his wife said, you know, and she put her hand out, she shook hands, she said, you need to be in Las Vegas. She said, you had no notes. Right.
Because
she said,
as you know,
just rolling.
Because as you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah. Yes.
I think that's what she meant.
Yeah. No, she was having a good time.
She was halting.
I said, well, I'm sorry about the language. She said, listen, we're all in radio. You don't think we've heard that?
I thought you meant your routine was full of craps.
Yeah. Nice. There you go. He's still taking shots. He's going to play off me, see which one works.
Yeah.
And then a new audience will come in.
Guess what I said to Chuck 2 weeks ago? Oh, and I really got in the risk game. You son of a bitch. Shut up.
He knows me so well. All right, Chuck.
Believe me, I've known you way too long.
We'll see you in a couple. 6:20. 20 minutes after the air, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Is it time for Governor Moore to step down based on his inability to get the juvenile crime epidemic under control? He won't fire or ask for the resignation for his juvenile services secretary. He says public safety is his priority number one. And yet we're watching night after night, day after day, juvenile thugs running rampant all across the city and the state. Give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:23, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, with our traffic man person thing, Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck on 895, and we've been looking at this particular one. It was on the southbound side. Now they're saying there's another. Oh, here's another. What is this? Northbound, are they saying now? Okay. Right in the area of 895 in the BW Parkway. Vehicle actually on top of the guardrail. So we've had problems in that area for the traffic on 895, where way out in the country, there normally isn't a big deal. for traffic on 895 towards Lansdowne, Baltimore Highlands, and out in that area. So brief delay right there at the scene. The big wreck is still closing eastbound I-70 after Route 32. And again, looking at the live shot here where the camera is at Route 40, there is no traffic moving on the eastbound side. This thing has been here since 425. So I'm seeing some traffic now is turning around in the backup and going back to Route 32. Hopefully the state police are blocking it there at Route 32. And then you have the option of 144 to the south, Route 99 to the north, at least to get some of that traffic off the interstate and heading over towards Marriottsville Road. They're still working on the wreck, outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County at the BW Parkway. Last look, still crowding the inside left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today, mild, but heat and humidity creeping back into the forecast again with highs near 90. Tomorrow, cloudy, highs in the 80s. We have a cloudy start to the day, 67 in the city, 66 in Annapolis. We're talking about Governor Moore, who continues to defend DGS Secretary Vinny Schiraldi, saying public safety is his priority, number one priority, and yet he proves otherwise when it comes to the juvenile crime epidemic. And he said it's all about being a team. It's not a single man effort. We're the team. And Jim in the Outer Banks writes, well, if you can't or won't fire the team captain, Vinny Schiraldi, because the JV juvenile crime control is a team effort, then fire the whole team. A broad brush way of doing things for sure, but sometimes it's necessary. Well, yeah, but the team leader is the governor.
Mm-hmm.
And, he could resign, doubt it. Voters could, next year, if he's still there running for governor, claims he is, but we know differently, he's going to be running for president. So that brings the question to mind that his focus isn't on Maryland.
No. I'm not sure it's been on Maryland since day one, Sean.
Yeah.
This has always been a stepping stone. Look, if we're okay with that, we're okay with that. I'm not. I would rather have hired somebody for the job who's actually focused on doing the job, whatever the job happens to be. But he clearly is setting himself up for room for the presidency. Otherwise, he would not have been in South Carolina kissing James Clyburn's ring last week.
Yeah, and the Obama advisors as well. But I was asked by a number of listeners if I could find the Bronze Star citation for Wes Moore, who, again, claimed he had it. It was never awarded until last December. Okay, but he put it on his resume years ago that he was a Bronze Star recipient when he wasn't. And good luck finding the actual citation. I spent about half an hour yesterday looking for it, couldn't find it. I found some descriptions in published accounts. According to the citation, Moore demonstrated courage and skill in a wartime environment through numerous trips outside the wire and into Afghan communities. He was credited as the driving force behind persuading 672 Taliban fighters to lay down their arms and pledge allegiance to the government of Afghanistan.
Hmm.
The citation highlights Moore's personal leadership, charisma, and indefatigable approach to achieving peace amidst combat operations, setting an alternative path for the war-torn country. I don't know about you, but I'm having a tough time swallowing that just because the smiling turtle showed up, 672 Taliban fighters said, we're laying down our arms and we're going to respect the Afghans.
Well, of course, the sun hit off that smile that might blind them enough they simply throw their guns down to protect their eyes, Sean, in all fairness.
Kurt is in Edgewater. Good morning, Kurt.
Morning, Kurt.
Good morning. I just wanted to say about 2 months ago, I got hit and run in Highland Town on Eastern Avenue. The cop didn't even take a report.
What?
How many times does that happen? No wonder statistics are low. If you don't take a report, it doesn't even happen.
Were you hit by a juvie? Oh, it was a hit and run, so you don't know.
It was a hit and run. I actually tried to get the guy's plate,
right.
And the cop gave me a hard time for trying to get his plate. Six cop cars drove by me. An hour later, somebody shows up, and he just basically said, here's the card. If you want to make a report, go up to the library, make a report.
Wait, isn't that their job to make the follow the report? It's not your job to follow the report. It's their job to follow the report. But then again,
not according to this guy. So anyway, so he hit me hard, but the guy just wasn't paying attention.
Right.
He only hit me from like about, maybe 10 yards away. And so I called the insurance. They said, well, if I report something, the uninsured, then that would work against me too, so I didn't even file. But how many of them happen, on a daily basis?
Yeah, I would agree. How many unreported crimes? People are reluctant to report crimes for a number of reasons, or of course the police knowing that if it's a juvenile, they're just going to get released anyway. So why bother? Why tie yourself up with paperwork? They just let them go and don't even factor into the overall crime stats. Kurt, thanks for the call. Appreciate the story. You can also weigh in 410. Is it time for Governor Moore to step down because he's the one saying public safety is priority number one, and yet it looks like it's exactly the opposite when it comes to the juvenile thugs that are running the city. Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com on our Rumble page. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Check it out. 6:30, time for some news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore County police say a woman is dead after she was struck by a school bus at Rossville. Police say the accident happened just before 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Philadelphia and Ridge Roads. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say there were no children on the bus at the time of the crash, and the circumstances surrounding the crash remain under investigation. A 10-year-old girl testifies in the trial of the former third-grade teacher accused of sexually abusing her. The girl says Matthew Schlegel inappropriately touched her while she was a student at Severna Park Elementary School. She told the jury the incidents happened at her desk and when she went to his desk for help and when he would hug her. Schlegel is accused of sexually abusing several students between August 2022 and March 2024. The trial is expected to last until June 17. Members of the Baltimore Ravens organization appear to be with students and staff at Green Street Academy to participate in a community project yesterday. Players and volunteers painted murals, put together furniture and bicycles, and even took up a little landscaping. The West Baltimore School is located next to the Baltimore Ravens Boys and Girls Club Recreation Center, and it's almost complete now and expected to open this coming fall. And the Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office is investigating a fatal police-involved crash in Baltimore. Two people killed shortly after 2 a.m. Wednesday. Driver fled from Maryland Transportation Authority police, struck a support pillar under I-95 near East McComas. A driver and passenger in the car dead at the scene. No officers injured. Officer's vehicle equipped with a dashboard cam. And the IID generally releases video within 20 business days of an incident. Coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and coming up next, traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three, lottery number 647. You pick 4-4-1-1-5. And now it's 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Eastbound I-70 still closed. Howard County, the wreck has been there since 425. It's after Route 32, so they're stopping traffic right there. The traffic that got caught between there and the wreck, which is up towards Route 40 in the split, is allowing now them to turn around and come back. We've seen tractor trailers physically backing up
from the accident scene and backing up towards Route 32. So anybody coming in now from I-70, Route 97 from Woodbine Road, definitely a heads up there. Some traffic now is going to be on Route 99. They're going to be on Frederick Road on 144. And again, the cleanup is still underway. Two different accidents. Get this now. We really have really no problems at all south of the tunnel. Two accidents. One is northbound coming on from the spur at I-97. They hit the guardrail. Southbound 895 before the BW Parkway. That's still blocking the right lane with a delay. I mean, it's not really out of the ordinary at this point that we can get around it, but we're backed up each way. So something to look at there. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway is on the shoulder, outer loop near the ramp at the BW Parkway. So some improvement there. Already delays on the Beltway and already delays south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s and even some low 70s this morning. Heating up this afternoon, looking for highs in the upper 80s. Could be close to 90 once again with more humidity as well. Tracking our next weather maker as rain showers roll in this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, it's certainly not probable, but it isn't impossible as the Orioles continue their push back to 500 and who knows what beyond this baseball season. The latest installment was last night in Seattle. We'll pick it up in the top of the sixth. It's a pitcher's duel. O's trailing 1-0. Adley Rutschman in the box.
I'm here to do it.
Rutschman with a long drive. Out to right field.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson, Rutschman's sixth of the year, and it's his fourth hit of the series, and it tied the game at one. And then back to the seventh inning, trailing now 2-1.
In front 0-2 on Kerstad, who corks it down the right field line, hooking into the corner. That is a fair ball, and it'll go deep into the corner, allowing Arias to score easily. Here comes Mayo. He scores. Kerstad trucking into third with a go-ahead triple.
Biggest hit of the year for Heston Kerstad, and Felix Bautista made it stand with a not-so-perfect ninth inning, but the Orioles still win it. 3-2 was the final. Their fifth in a row and their eighth of their last 10. After the game, Rutschman on the vibe in the clubhouse.
Like, it's awesome. We're playing good ball right now. Pitching is doing amazing. Hitters are picking up runs late, and just feels like things are flowing a little bit. And
get some afternoon baseball today, 3:40 p.m. with Zach Eflin on the Hill in Seattle. Game one of the Stanley Cup Final last night in Edmonton, and it was an overtime thriller.
Back to Nugent Hopkins. McDavid.
On Sportsnet TV, Leon Draisaitl with the game winner on a power play with 31 seconds to go in overtime. Edmonton takes game one over Florida. 4-3 was the final. And finally, Ravens running back Derrick Henry making news. The King on the Dan Patrick Show / podcast, reflecting on the big season a year ago, and then the conversation turned to movie stars. Henry revealing he's a huge fan of Adam Sandler. Patrick tells Henry he knows Sandler very well, so the King makes a request.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
If you ever see him again, tell him I'm a really big fan. I would really love to meet him one day.
Okay. You know what I'm going to do?
Tell me.
I'm going to text him today and ask if he'll send a video.
Please.
And then I'm going to send it to the Ravens.
Okay, cool. I'm a huge fan.
Okay. And if you get to 2,000 yards, I'll get you in a Sandler movie. How about that? Maybe to a movie theater coming near you. The time now is 6:37. When we return, who's your favorite movie star?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
FINRA SIPC.
I must say, I'm not a huge Adam Sandler fan, okay? But I will say this.
Well, that's it. Sorry. I can't get you into one of his movies, then.
Every time The Water Boy is on,
yes.
I watch it.
Happy Gilmore. It's coming out. Happy Gilmore 2.
Happy Gilmore 2, exactly. Also, The Longest Yard. He did a remake of that. Remember, the original was with Burt Reynolds.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't. It actually was better than the first one, to be honest with you.
I would agree with you on that.
But Bobby Boucher, I mean, that is just the most ridiculous story. Gotta love that movie. I don't have any time for that foosball.
He's had some good movies. He's had some real bad ones, but some good ones as well.
Yeah. You know? I would.
Was it 50 First Dates?
Yes.
With
Drew Barrymore.
I like that one.
That was a good movie.
I like that.
Absolutely.
You got it.
And then there was a Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Yeah, Big Daddy was
with the scene with the kid.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah, we don't need any more.
No, we don't. 6:39, 21 before the hour, 7 o'clock. Rick is in Lutherville. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Rick.
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Kristen. I called Kim last week, and basically I'm going to tell you guys what I told her in regards to juvenile crime. I told Kim this was an easy fix. All the police departments in Maryland should get together and sign one letter, send it to the governor, and say you got till September 1st to change the laws that favor law enforcement instead of juveniles, or we're all going to quit. Not go on strike, but quit. Every last person that worked in any police department, so there'd be no police force in the state of Maryland. And I bet you those, we could get laws that favor law enforcement real quick.
You know, I hear what you're saying. The problem in reality is these police officers have families, they have mouths to feed, they have the bills and expenses like the rest of us do, and so, you know,
and then they've also
signed a contract, the union with the city, so there's all sorts of flies in the ointment there. But I get the sentiment. And I think that they call it the blue flu.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it before in New York and other major cities. Los Angeles has had one. So, again, I don't know if it's an easy fix, but it certainly is an option. Rick, thanks so much for the call and the suggestion.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, the big, beautiful bill is now over on the Senate side. Senator John Kennedy, a couple of weeks ago, said, look, something will eventually happen that will be called the big, beautiful bill. He said we have no idea whether by the time it gets out of the Senate and back to the House for reconciliation, if is it going to actually be what we're seeing right now? I would suggest it's probably not going to be, because there are a number of Republicans, a handful, but that's enough, to prevent it from going through the Senate. Among them is Senator Ron Johnson.
We have enough of us who are going to say no. Listen, we all support the president. We want to see him succeed. You know, we want, but again, my loyalty is to our kids and grandkids. We're mortgaging their future. So there's enough of us who have that attitude that very, very respectfully, we just have to say, Mr. President, I'm sorry. One big, beautiful bill was not the best idea. We should have done what John Thune always wanted to do, split this up into multiple parts. I always said three parts. He said two.
Johnson then said that the idea that somehow the administration will be able to pressure those senators into taking an action that they seem to be saying is, this is it, this is our red line, this is our line in the sand, we're not going to cross it. He said, we can't be pressured.
The president and Senate leadership has to understand that we're serious. They all say, oh, we can pressure these guys. No, you can't. Okay, again, we're being very respectful. We're serious about this. They need to take us seriously. Don't insult us. Work with us. Lay out the numbers. If you can say that our numbers are wrong, fine. Let's work through it. But again, every analysis I have, there's greater upside risk to that deficit.
Now, the one thing I do find interesting about this, Sean, is a couple of times during this conversation, I think it was on Fox News, he said, don't insult us. Don't come after us personally. It won't work. That sit down with us, work with us. If our numbers are wrong, show us where our numbers are wrong. Because what he sees from his point of view is that the debt limit thing is huge for these guys.
Well, here's the problem. The debt limit, increasing the debt limit, you have to do it. Because, unfortunately, these guys, Ron Johnson and included, Mike Johnson. Remember they cut that deal that cemented the Biden spending in place? Remember that?
Last year, yeah.
And that's it. They did that last year, and that's what they're left with now. They're left with having to do all of this and still having this spending that's all the way through the fiscal year they have to deal. That's why they have to increase the debt ceiling. But don't insult us, the American people. Donald Trump was elected. Okay, for exactly what this agenda is in this one big beautiful bill. Okay? 77 million Americans voted for this. And don't insult us by playing games with numbers, Senator.
Of course, Johnson and Rand Paul and the others would say, don't insult us because we were elected by our constituents to represent them.
Hey, I got
them.
News for you. If it weren't for Donald Trump, Ron Johnson, Rand Paul, you'd still be in the minority and you'd still be a voice in the wilderness.
6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM Trump. Weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, who notes that in the summertime, when the weather is high, Chuck, you could stretch right out and touch the sky. You can. It's true.
Yeah. Didn't we do that yesterday?
We do it every day, all summer. Okay. Every day, all summer.
He's not going to do this every day, as usual.
There are other summer songs.
No.
You should know, as the former Elliot in the Afternoon.
Just one summer song, Mungo Jerry in the Summertime.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves.
Oh, wow. Hey, I'm impressed.
Chad and Jeremy, 1965, solid gold. I could have done it at one time, Eastbound I-70 still blocked off at Route 32. The wreck is over near the split at Route 40, and there is no traffic. I'm looking at the camera right here at 32. There's no traffic eastbound, so they're detouring traffic. 144 Frederick Road to the south, Route 99 running parallel to I-70 to the north. But again, these are single-lane roadways. They can't handle interstate traffic, but at least we're going to be going somewhere, which is better than nothing at this point. Just got a report. Haven't seen it yet. This might be a new one. Southbound 83. There was a report said in the area at Belfast Road. I just looked at two or three spots. I don't see it yet. We'll come back and look at that. In the meantime, two different accidents on 895 this morning. Not at the toll plaza, not at the tunnel, but south of the area, southbound 895 near the parkway and northbound coming up from the spur at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says, that's Fox 45 Weather Authority. This is muscle memory, folks, and that muscle needs to be retrained.
Not working from the neck up.
You're right about that. Mild this morning.
Muscular mouth.
Heat and humidity again this afternoon.
That's nice.
Highs near 90. Right now, 67, mostly cloudy in Glen Burnie. It is 65 in Bel Air. Time for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Do you want an enema?
Just saying for Father's Day, just, in case you're wondering about getting a gift for Dad.
Yeah.
Natural Light has designed a workbench for the garage that's also a dartboard. It folds up into the wall like a Murphy bed. Here's Richard Karn from Home Improvement, starring in a new commercial for the Natural Light workbench/dartboard.
Richard Karn here, and let me tell you the one thing your dad wants for Father's Day this year, the official Natural Light toolbar. The only in-home collapsible workspace from America's craftiest beer company, Natural Light. Just unlock, unfold, and unleash unlimited possibilities. And that's not all. When you tuck the toolbar away, you'll have lots of extra space for, you got it, your very own built-in Natural Light dartboard. Bullseye. So this Father's Day, get your pops the ultimate DIY dad gift. Get him the Natural Light toolbar.
The problem is, I have a couple of tool benches in the garage where I do a lot of this furniture stuff I like playing with. It's all full of crap. They're always full of crap. If I folded it up, I'd have stuff all over the floor.
Yeah, but this one folds into the wall like a Murphy bed. So
cool.
It's a space saver.
Yeah,
and when you're not using it, you can use it to play darts.
There you go. Well,
you can put Chuck's face on the front of the dartboard there, and you can have so much fun.
I'm going to buy one just to put a picture of your hiney on it. And then we're going to shoot 357 Magnum shells into it.
Okay, now, Chuck, just don't get the pictures confused.
I'm a little confused why he would put a picture of my hiney there.
Yeah.
Because that's your best side. That's crazy.
No. Chuck, you're missing the point. It's not a Heineken ad. It was a Natural Light.
Oh, I got you, Bruce. Yeah. I'm not as dumb as I look for crying out loud.
Going back to Thor in red. AMC Theaters just revealed the largest popcorn bucket in the Marvel Universe. It is a helmet that one can wear on top of your head with...
You're one of the places to wear a helmet.
Yeah, yep. I'm telling you, look at the size of that popcorn bucket.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that something?
Oh, my God.
Gee.
Now what they need is two beer cans.
What do you got to sit there and pick up the popcorn from the top of your head. Let's take the helmet
people
off,
that run behind you.
Yeah, exactly.
I do that now when we go to movies. I put the bowl in Deb's head.
Costco.
She's a lot shorter than I am.
By the way, it's the same bowl she uses to cut his hair.
Yeah. Apparently.
At least I have hair to cut.
But I wouldn't know about that. Costco has a new deli counter.
Cut your back hair.
Exactly. They have a chicken and waffles are now $6.99 per pound at Costco.
Ooh.
If you like chicken and waffles. Arby is testing its new carnivore meal, $7.99. You get a double meat sandwich, medium side, and a medium drink. So the double meat sandwich choices, double roast beef, double beef and cheddar, double turkey melt, and double ham melts. Right up your alley there, Chuck.
Yeah, very nice.
Head to your
I'm
going to
have all of that at the blowout.
Exactly. We'll go through the menu again tomorrow here on the show during Chuck's food.
You know, there are no pit beef stands in Florida like they have.
Really?
No, pit beef is really big here in Baltimore.
No snowball stands and no pit beef stands.
People swear by. All right, we'll throw it out there. Best pit beef in town. People swear by Chaps. They think they say that's the
that was
best
my spot.
I think Santoni's in Glendon has got great pit
every
beef
Saturday.
Every Saturday, yeah. Really good stuff. And then of course there's the Mission Barbecue. Has got good stuff.
I can't remember. I'm going to screw the name up. It's on New York Road, up kind of by that Kmart there. Charcoal something. I can't remember the name of it.
Somebody will figure it out.
It's a little place off to the side.
Yeah, right next to Costas and Tony.
Yeah, pretty much. That's right. Side by side. That's what they are.
I'm not saying anything. He just blew that account.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. The Best of the Morning Drive is available here each and every day, WCBM.com. Our Rumble page is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! I know. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Spring is here, and so is your $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years' experience, we can service all makes and models. Whether it's a new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork, we're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's a bonus wow for our new customers. Mention WCBM, and you'll get $500 off a brand-new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Thursday morning. Another hot day today.
Look, the other big difference here with the One Big Beautiful Bill, it is a reconciliation bill. This is not an appropriations bill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's only certain things that you can put in the bill. You can't, it's only mandatory spending. You can't touch Social Security at all in this bill in order to get a simple majority. Here, you have two choices here. You can raise the debt ceiling with Chuck Schumer and a required 60 votes, mm-hmm. which there'll be all sorts of nasty stuff yeah. in that kind of bill, or you can do it with 50 votes and get much more of what you want with this reconciliation bill. It's not a perfect choice. It's not a perfect bill, obviously. Mm-hmm. There's some things in it that I don't like. But at the end of the day, this is what needs to be done to get Trump's agenda put in place. For instance, it builds the entire wall. It funds the border, fixes the military, national security issues are addressed. You have $1.7 trillion in mandatory savings. That's the largest ever in the history of the federal government. And it codifies the tax cuts, which would be the largest tax increase in history without it.
The one thing that Rand Paul said is he said if they can separate out the debt ceiling from the rest of the bill, we'll probably go for the bill.
The problem is these idiots, you know, let that Biden bill go forward last year, which kind of automatically makes you raise the debt ceiling.
A guy who never voted for raising the debt ceiling because he could always barter things away, Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
Well, thank you so much, Bruce Elliott. Good morning once again.
Hey, it's Chucky.
Disco Traffic with Jerry Edwards. Hey, thank you so much.
I kind of like that approach.
Yeah.
Don't get used to
see,
it.
See if you can do a whole report like that.
This car goes this way and this car goes that way.
I'll tell you what, if you're going south right now on 895, we're backed up to Pulaski Highway currently. That's going to be at least a 25-minute delay.
You're in a mood.
I-95 southbound is also a little bit slow now from Marie V Road going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm starting to sound like Percy Dove Tonsils. Jeez. Both the wrecks on the south end of 895 are now really no factor. 895 at the BW Parkway, that wreck is gone. The one that is northbound at the I-97 spur is on the right shoulder. The big wreck and the big problem still there. Eastbound I-70 in Howard County still shut down at the interchange at Route 32. The wreck is over at Route 40. Traffic has to detour to 144 on Frederick Road or head up to Route 99. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather. On the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Mild start today, hot and humid again, highs near 90. Right now we got partly cloudy skies, 67 in Parkville, 67 in Pasadena. Let's go to the phones. Barbara is in Baltimore.
Morning, Barbara.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. You know, Sean, I agree with you 100%. I am so sick of Republicans. If anybody can turn a victory into a failure, it is Republicans that can do it. I swear to you. And you mentioned the reconciliation. This is the only way they're going to get something here with the 51 majority, 51 votes. The Democrats are not going to help. And what I would like to see them do, maybe pull out the no tax on tips and pull out no tax on Social Security and make that for real, no tax on Social Security instead of the BS $4,000 credit, which is really nothing. Seniors would be taking it on the chin again. And just go ahead and pass the bill.
Yeah,
I don't get it with them. They just, I don't know.
Well, I was listening to Steve Bannon yesterday. I agree with Steve Bannon. Elise Stefanik, I think, would be a much better speaker than Mike Johnson. I think she would. She'd get the job done. She understands the MAGA agenda, but Johnson did what he did. You know, with you got a very razor.
I don't understand. Can you tell me one reason why they did not, as those Doge cuts were being made, why Congress, they have the majority, they could have voted those cuts in and made those permanent.
Yeah,
some of the heat off of what they're doing now.
The Doge cuts can't be included in the reconciliation if they're not part of mandatory spending. And the other thing is,
if the money's already spent.
Yeah.
The money, they can't pull it back.
It's already that can be done through pocket rescission or through impoundment, which is still a tool in their toolbox they can have later down the road. But here's the test. The test is this, Barbara. The $9 billion rescission package that now they're going to say they're going to vote either Friday or Monday. Why not today? But this is going to be the USAID foreign funding and, of course, the PBS NPR funding. We'll see what the appetite is for cuts on the part of Republicans. We'll see with this rescission bill. This is a test. This is a test for Republicans to see if they pass it or not. And if they do pass this rescission package, Russ Vogt says there's going to be a lot more coming down the pike. That'll be the Doge cut.
And if they actually manage to cut this, if they manage to cut that, then the off-year elections will look very positive. If they don't, Democrats take the House and maybe take the Senate.
I believe that. Yep. I think they'll lose it if they don't do this thing. I really do. Well, you give me hope. Let's pray.
All right. Indeed, yeah, prayer is required here. Barbara, thanks so much for the call. Bob in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. As usual, good show.
Thank you.
It's interesting. The governor would say, talking about a team effort or whatever. I think it goes beyond a team effort. I think the governor and I think old Vinny are item, to be honest with you.
There's something going on there with those two.
I don't think it's romantic.
I think it's financial.
Well, it could be that too, but I said this as a gay man. I picked this up like you would not believe. I mean, I watched those two together. They're both fluffy.
Are you a gay guy?
Yeah, I am. But conservative gay guy.
So you consider yourself having really good gaydar then?
Well, I have a gaydar like you wouldn't believe. I could pick it up a mile away.
Okay. All right, we'll have to take your word for it, Bob.
There's something with these two that it just doesn't make sense because this guy is absolutely bad news. He's been bad news everywhere he goes.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. So why was he hired in the first place? Because I think there was a financial interest there, Bob. Thanks for the call. We'll see if your gaydar is on or off. Steve in Reisterstown.
Morning, Steve.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good radar guy. That's pretty good. So, it's going to be, we complained about 2,500 page bill. Now we're up to a 4,000 page bill. They're going to increase the debt. When you go travel somewhere, you never go backwards and then go forwards. This bill is going totally backwards. I don't know how you're going to fix it because the only ones that benefit are government contractors and capitalists. And I'm pro-capitalist.
Really?
This is nothing.
The middle class is going to get a massive tax cut or tax increase if this bill doesn't pass. And if it does pass, you're going to get a massive tax cut. That's the middle class.
Sean, they ran on lowering the debt, not rate. They're not doing it. We'll talk about that.
We got to run, Steve.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. When it comes to Joe Biden's time as president, it's not a question of what he knew and when he knew it. The question is, did he know it at all? President Trump ordering an investigation of whether there was a cover-up of Mr. Biden's state of mind toward the end of his term.
President Trump said in a statement Wednesday that the probe will investigate whether Biden's aides attempted to deceive the public by hiding serious cognitive decline from the American people. The investigation will focus specifically on actions Biden signed using the auto pen, as those on the right levy accusations about Biden's ability to carry out his duties. Trump's order cites Biden's appointment of more than 200 judges to the federal bench, the issuance of thousands of acts of clemency, and the issuance of more than 1,000 presidential documents during his term. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A policy that sparked legal and political challenges during President Trump's first term is making a comeback. Effective Monday, the U.S. will be closed to people from a dozen countries. They'll be barred entry. The president says there are countries where we cannot safely and reliably vet and screen those who seek to enter the United States. Having trouble breathing lately? If so, you are not alone.
There is smoke over a large portion of the eastern part of the country. As far west as the Dakotas, Minnesota, and then a lot of areas east of the Mississippi River, all the way from Alabama, Georgia, up into New England. So a large part of the country has some smoke in the sky.
The culprit, according to the National Weather Service, is Mark Chouinard, the Canadian wildfires that continue to burn. Abducted by Hamas when it attacked Israel in 2023, the bodies of two Israeli-American hostages have now been recovered by Israel. 56 captives still being held in Gaza, with 20 or so thought to still be alive. On Wall Street, Dow futures 14 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Claire from Trinity Debt Management. I'm a counselor, and the reason that I love working for Trinity is because I get to help folks with one of the hardest problems a family can face, and that's financial difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help You get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
703 Talk Radio 680. WCBM's traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Eastbound I-70 in Howard County still closed at Route 32. The wreck happened around 4:30 this morning, over before you get to the split at Route 40 at the Baltimore National Pike. So no traffic right now after Route 32. They're detouring traffic off. So now the interchange, you know, right there at 32 is going to be backed up because traffic's trying to get to Route 99, where they're trying to get to Frederick Road to get away from the interstate going over to Marriottsville Road and then coming back to I-70. There are no delays, by the way, on the westbound side of I-70. Typical ride on the Beltway, Parkville side, interloop through Pikesville. West side is already 795 to Frederick Road. Both the tunnels right now with the lanes clear, looking at about a 20 to 25 minute delay south on 95 and also on 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s and even some low 70s this morning. Heating up this afternoon, looking for highs in the upper 80s. Could be close to 90 once again with more humidity as well. Tracking our next weather maker as rain showers roll in this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 62 degrees. Bel Air also 62 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland AG's office is investigating a fatal police-involved crash in Baltimore. Two people yesterday killed shortly after 2 a.m. A driver fled from the Maryland Transportation Authority Police, struck a support pillar under I-95 and near East McComas. Driver and passenger in that car, both dead at the scene. An officer's injured. Officer's vehicle equipped with a dashboard cam. The IID generally releases video of that within 20 business days of an incident. Maryland Department of the Environment says a 2,000-gallon oil spill in the waters of Harbor East has been contained. Baltimore Fire Department and MDE responded to the spill under the Harbor Point Connector Bridge yesterday afternoon. They found the dye from the oil was turning the water red. Baltimore County police say a woman dead after she was struck by a school bus at Rossville. Police say the accident happened just before 2 p.m. yesterday afternoon. Philadelphia and Ridge Roads. Victim was pronounced dead at the scene. And a 10-year-old girl testifies in the trial of the former third-grade teacher accused of sexually abusing her. That's in Anne Arundel County. The girl says Matthew Schlegel, that's S-C-H-L-E-G-A-E-L, rather, inappropriately touched her while she was a student at Severna Park Elementary School. It's 7:05 on WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 6, 4, 7, pick 4, 4, 1, 1, 5, and next, it's Sideline Sports.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante El Bel Air, inviting you to come and visit us to see our new menu. Come and try a new grilled peach and burrata salad, our Sicilian baked salmon, our Venetian shrimp polenta, and let's not forget our gnocchi alla vodka. They are a must-have at your next visit. Come and see us again. Ciao, ciao. Visit us at the Liberatore's El Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Grilling season is here, and you'll find your best deal on a new grill at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Gas, charcoal, pellet, built-in grills, portables, flat tops, smokers, and more. All on sale and all waiting for you now at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The Orioles' long road back to respectability continued last night in Seattle. With a 3-2 win over the Mariners, Bird's fifth in a row, Heston Kerstad's two-run seventh-inning triple gave the O's the lead, and then the Mountain comes on in the ninth.
And Teles clubs it in the air, out to center field. Adams back on the track, makes the catch to finish the ball game.
Felix Bautista cashes in the save.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Bautista's 11th save in 12 chances, and the Birds have won five in a row now and stand at 24-36 on the season. That's a winning percentage of .400. It may not sound like much, but the Orioles had been mired in the 300s since May 4th, which was exactly a month. Elsewhere in baseball, the Rockies, believe it or not, are rolling.
Two down in Miami ninth.
So here is Waggaman, and it should be an easy play for McMahon. It is.
Yes.
The Rockies win it 3-2. They have swept the Marlins in Miami.
That call courtesy of Colorado TV. The Rockies notching their first sweep and series win of the season before the Marlins series. Colorado now 3-28 on the road beforehand. Now 6-28 on the road. And finally, the Naval Academy naming yesterday Michael Kelly as its new director of athletics. Kelly previously served as AD at University of South Florida. He replaces Chet Gladchuk, who announced his retirement in March after 24 years at the helm. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland basketball coach Buzz Williams learned something new. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Couple of more votes for best pit beef in town. Rolling Grill, Terry Hall,
Yeah. Their
former sponsor here on WCBM. And Steve says Smokies on Liberty Road. All right. Thanks for weighing in. Hour 2 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, a lefty professor out slamming the Supreme Court. The state halts an electronic monitoring contract with a local company. We'll tell you why. Top story here once again is... And there are two people that I would give A-pluses right now in the Trump cabinet. Mm-hmm. One is Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State. Two is Tom Homan, border czar, if you will.
He is kicking it.
He is kicking you-know-what and taking names.
It's amazing to see how effective ICE is under his supervision and the changes that have been. Now, he will credit almost all of it to Donald Trump. But to be straightforward, he's being humble because it is he who is driving the process forward. Tom Homan has spent a lot of time thinking about how to make this happen. Should he be given the opportunity? He has the opportunity. And the numbers are going way down, the number of people coming across the border outside the law. He is still very concerned about the millions of gotaways who get in here, and is convinced that the next 9/11 is just happenstance. It's just waiting to happen.
It's coming. I mean, why did two million illegal aliens pay more to get away? They could have paid half of what they paid, cross the border, turn yourselves into a border agent, get released that same day, get a free airline ticket to the city of their choice, get a free hotel room, get three meals a day, plus free medical care and work authorization. 2 million people paid more to get away. They didn't want to be vetted. They didn't want to be fingerprinted. Why?
Yeah, fair question. Why? Why would one do this? Oh, it's not that they have nefarious goals. Think about this. A quick aside. What we've just seen happen with Ukraine and the drones going into Russia. That's going to be, in my view, the form of a new kind of warfare against us and that we might use as well. You're going to have people, asymmetric warfare, and they're going to come in, take a whole bunch of drones with them, they're going to get a near military base, and then I'll release them all at the same time, and we'll have planes sitting on the ground. The same thing will happen to us that happened to the Russians with the Ukrainians.
Yeah, there was
damn thing we could do about it.
There was a movie starring Gerard Butler and Morgan Freeman called Angel Has Fallen. It was about Secret Service agent,
yep.
And they used a drone attack to try to assassinate the president.
It's $1,000 for a drone.
And we just saw drones in taking out Russian nuclear bombers, been billions of dollars of damage. Same thing could happen. Let's say you're a Chinese firm and you come in, you buy up some farmland next to a military base. Folks, I'm telling you, our national security is in jeopardy, and we have to address it. And Tom Holman's absolutely right. These gotaways are very, very concerning.
I believe that the numbers are 20 to 30,000 known Chinese nationals of military age who have come across the border. And that does not count the gotaways. Those are the ones we know about. We know the Chinese are buying land next to our military installations. We know a Chinese balloon went meandering all over the damn country while Joe Biden fiddled until he finally shot it down once it had done its job. Once it had gone all the way across the country and fed whatever data it could feed back to China. And we're, oh, it ain't got anything. Oh, bull. I mean, come on now, really? There, look, we were all born at night, but not last night, all right? 713, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
New wreck in Annapolis, Route 2, very close to Aristide Allen Boulevard. That would be at 665. A couple of vehicles are involved there. Just a real quick check into the area at Sandy Point over to the Severn River Bridge. Through that area, no major issues right now. While I'm in this area, might as well check I-97 southbound. Yeah, the morning back up there just beginning now, right at the merge at Route 32. So that's the typical ride southbound. No change. Eastbound I-70 still closed at the ramp area at Route 32. The wreck happened at 4:30 this morning. A lot of vehicles were damaged there. All kinds of stuff still going on. So we're still detouring traffic at Route 32. You'll have delays on Route 32. And then the area goes on to Frederick Road or Route 99 as the detour route. Normal backups, 20 to 25 minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. And yep, all the normal stuff is out there this morning. No incidents right now, but heavy traffic along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday into the weekend. Mild start today, but heat and humidity back again today. Highs around 90. Tomorrow, cloudy, dipping down into the 80s. Showers could return Saturday morning and last throughout the day. And right now we're at 68 and cloudy in Stephensville, 66 in Forest Hill. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, brand new opening. Good one. Thank you, Kristen. Appreciate that. All right, President Trump announcing executive order restricting entry of foreign nationals from certain countries. The travel ban is back because of extreme dangers.
The recent terror attack in Boulder, Colorado, has underscored the extreme dangers posed to our country by the entry of foreign nationals who are not properly vetted, as well as those who come here as temporary visitors and overstay their visas. We don't want them. In the 21st century, we've seen one terror attack after another carried out by foreign visa overstayers from dangerous places all over the world. And thanks to Biden's open door policies, today there are millions and millions of these illegals who should not be in our country. In my first term, my powerful travel restrictions were one of our most successful policies, and they were a key part of preventing major foreign terror attacks on American soil. We will not let what happened in Europe happen to America. That's why on my first day back in office, I directed the Secretary of State to perform a security review of high-risk regions and make recommendations for where restrictions should be imposed.
The full suspension includes Afghanistan, Burma, Chad, Republic of the Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. And he says these and other nations pose a national security risk.
Among the national security threats, their analysis considered are the large-scale presence of terrorists, failure to cooperate on visa security, inability to verify travelers' identities, inadequate record-keeping of criminal histories, and persistently high rates of illegal visa overstays, and other things. Very simply, we cannot have open migration from any country where we cannot safely and reliably vet and screen those who seek to enter the United States. That is why today I am signing a new executive order placing travel restrictions on countries including Yemen, Somalia, Haiti, Libya, and numerous others. The strength of the restrictions we're applying depends on the severity of the threat posed. The list is subject to revision based on whether material improvements are made, and likewise, new countries can be added as threats emerge around the world. But we will not allow people to enter our country who wish to do us harm, and nothing will stop us from keeping America safe.
Partial suspensions go to Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela. So, again, a total of about 19 countries or so. The so-called forecast by the CBO predicting higher deficits based on the big one big beautiful bill on a false assumption that President Trump's 2017 tax cuts will expire. In reality, extending the current tax rates, which this legislation does, has zero impact on the deficit. If you cite the CBO's faulty score, you must also cite the CBO's forecast. President Trump's tariffs will cut the deficit by $2.8 trillion over the next decade. In other words, even the partisan CBO is admitting the deficit will be slashed by at least $500 billion over the next 10 years. And $1.47 trillion when you factor in the savings. And all told, the Trump administration will have taken actions that reduce deficits by at least $6.6 trillion over the next decade. Here is Senator John Thune.
I think that what he stated was that he thought it was something that would add to the deficit. And we believe the opposite.
Yeah, that was he was talking about Rand Paul there. President Trump was on a call with Vladimir Putin yesterday, a 75-minute call. He said it was a good conversation, but he said it would not lead to immediate peace. The reason why, Putin must retaliate for Ukraine's strike on their nuclear bombers. He also thought Putin could help him with getting the murderous mad mullahs of Iran in line. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But don't expect peace anytime soon. It could be another month or so, if at all. President Trump ordered an investigation into who ran the United States while President Biden was in office and who was running the auto pen. So there's going to be an investigation into that. Trump's approval rating now is higher than Obama and Bush at the same point in both of their second terms. Of course, they're now looking at Harvard University endangering national security with its absolute lack of vetting and responsibility for foreign students who are committing acts, criminal acts, on their campus and elsewhere. And there's another reason why the murder rates are down. And they're down all across the country, and they're plummeting under President Trump, as it now the message is going out to criminals across the land that the Trump Justice Department is back in action again, and they're going to hold people accountable. So that might be another reason why we're seeing homicide rates drop, even in big liberal cities like Baltimore. That's the way it went down 137 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Hi, there you have it, 721. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And still to come, more, of course, on Tom Holman. And coming up at 737 this morning, the state is halting an electric monitoring contract with a company that obviously wasn't doing its job.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland. And if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
7:23 right now, Thursday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Eastbound I-70 still closed at Route 32. So what happens here is the interstate, which is three lanes, is actually going down to a single lane at the ramp at Route 32. So you know this is mass mayhem over on the west side. The backup now on I-70 is back beyond the ramp at Route 97. So all the way back there, you still have the option of Route 99 or Frederick Road to go around it, but it's just not going anywhere. These surface streets can't handle this overflow traffic, and a lot of this traffic eastbound on I-70 this time of day, tractor trailers and things like that. So some of the drivers have just pulled over. They're going to ride it out till they can reopen the roadway, and we're going to see if they're going to make any changes here in the next couple of minutes. I thought I might start to see some traffic moving. Stay with me a minute. I'm going to do some other stuff. Route 2, Route 665, the wreck in Anne Arundel County is northbound on Route 2. We have all the normal delays now for the traffic at both the harbor tunnels, and we're also looking at delays in and around the Beltway, but we're on the move with the normal delays on the Beltway. I think they're getting ready to let traffic move again here on I-70. Some of the traffic just now is queuing up behind the state police and the state highway trucks that are in that area. So I think the next report we come back will be moving traffic again on I-70 eastbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday, mild start, but then the heat and humidity back again today, highs near 90. Tomorrow, it'll be cloudy and in the 80s. Showers expected to Friday night into Saturday morning. It could last throughout the day. Right now, 68, mostly cloudy in Severn, and 68 in Middle River.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. More from Tom Holman. Yesterday, he took time to detail the successes and contrast what happened during the Biden administration to what has happened so far during the second term of Donald Trump.
I mean, here's the truth. Under President Trump, since he's been back, let me tell you what ICE and the Border Patrol has done. They gave us the most secure border in the history of this nation. Fentanyl trafficking is down over 50%, which means we're saving lives from overdose deaths. Sex trafficking, women and children, is down significantly. Migrant death, over 4,000 aliens died making the journey. They're not dying because they're not coming. Americans, a quarter million Americans died from fentanyl. Like, again, fentanyl is under half of what was coming across.
It's an amazing set of statistics. It really is. I mean, I realize there are an awful lot of folks who just do not like Donald Trump or who think somehow that, wow, these people who are coming across the border, they're really nice. I'd have them as a neighbor. Knock yourself out. You can sponsor them as a family. I mean, do what you wish to do. But there are bad people coming across the border, and the bad people do bad things to American citizens. We've seen that happen with Morin family and others here in the state of Maryland. Holman points out that what's going on now is, as opposed to wasting lives, hundreds of thousands of lives wasted due to the scourge of fentanyl during the Biden administration, that Donald Trump and ICE are saving lives.
President Trump's saving lives. The men and women of ICE are saving lives every day. And if you look at the numbers are, don't lie. Majority of people ICE is arresting are criminal illegal aliens, public safety threats. And the non-criminals, most of them are scooped up in sanctuary cities.
Yeah, most of them end up in sanctuary cities. For example, now this was bizarre. I don't know if you're able to see this. And I tried, I tried to get the audio for this, but it's all F-bombs. I mean, what happened in Minneapolis yesterday, you had a bunch of guys, I think they were ICE, they may be DEA, probably DEA, because they're actually there for a drug bust. Well, the crowd, the people in the streets, decided they were really there to snatch up some alien. So they rioted, in essence. They were throwing things at the officers. They were there to get somebody who's selling drugs to their children. But that's okay with them. You know, they're not going to bother checking facts. And even if it were there to arrest an illegal, he's not a nice guy they're arresting. They're there to arrest bad people to get them out of the neighborhoods. They didn't hear that. I tried to grab the audio. It's all F-bombs. F-bomb this. F-bomb that. I mean, F-you, 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 F-you. All I ended up with was beep for about 75 seconds.
Well, this all be ginned up by the so-called elected leaders in the Democrat Party. You have Tampon Tim calling ICE officials Gestapo. You have Mayor Wu of Boston calling them the secret police. You have a San Diego councilman calling them terrorists, others calling them Nazis in brown shirts. So you have this, narrative being portrayed by the Democrats that these law enforcement agents, by the way, put their lives on the line each and every day when they're going out chasing bad guys. They're putting them at risk now. And you even had a guy on the streets, I think, of Massachusetts the other day who was taunting them, saying, put a bullet in your head. So it is something that this is Democrat reckless, irresponsible rhetoric, and the Democrats should be called out for it.
Yeah, one thing Holman mentioned yesterday, he said that, look, it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time until some ICE agent gets killed or some ICE agent is put in a position where he or she has to kill somebody in order to survive. That is not a good thing for this culture, no matter how you slice it. We have got to stop this. The Democrats have got to lower the temperature. They've got to walk away from the brink. Calling people as a Gestapo, you better read some damned history. I'm sorry. Yeah. You better read some history. You better figure out exactly what you're saying about somebody.
All right, coming up next after the 7:30 news, the state holds a private contractor responsible for their electronic monitoring of the juvenile thugs. But the big question is, what about the state's role in all of this, including our governor and DGS secretary? It's 7:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. 10-year-old girl testifies in the trial of a former third-grade teacher accused of sexually abusing her. The girl says Matthew Schlegel inappropriately touched her while she was his student at Severna Park Elementary School. She told the jury the incidents happened at her desk, when she went to his desk for help, and when he would hug her. Schlegel is accused of sexually abusing several students between August of 2022 and March of 2024. The trial is expected to last until June 17th. Members of the Baltimore Ravens organization appeared with students and staff at Green Street Academy to participate in a community project yesterday. Players and volunteers painted murals, put together furniture and bicycles, and even took up some landscaping. The West Baltimore School, located right next to the Baltimore Ravens Boys and Girls Club, which is a rec center that's almost complete, expected to open during this coming football season. Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office investigating a fatal police-involved crash in Baltimore. Two people killed shortly after 2 a.m. Wednesday. A driver fled from Maryland Transportation Authority police, struck a support pillar under I-95 near McComas. Both driver and passenger dead at the scene because of that. No officers injured. The officer's vehicle equipped with a dashboard camera, and the IID usually releases these videos within 20 business days of an incident. And the Maryland Department of the Environment, if you're going downtown, you might see this, might see the booms of the water. It says a 2,000-gallon oil spill in the waters of Harbor East has been contained. The Baltimore Fire Department and MDE responded to the spill under the Harbor Point Connector Bridge. It was yesterday afternoon they found the dye from the oil was turning the water red. Coast Guard and a private contractor called to assist with the cleanup, along with other state agencies. Governor Moore and his team also headed to the scene. According to Brandon Scott, officials have preliminarily identified the source at Johns Hopkins Hospital on East Fayette. 7:32, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
M62225, new customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
7:33, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, pick three, lottery number 647. Your pick 44115. And now traffic weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
All right, eastbound I-70. Listen to me now. The main line is open again. I see you still sitting there trying to get off the ramp at Route 32. You don't have to. You can go straight ahead now on I-70. The wreck at Route 40 has cleared. I think they're still a little bit scared to go past the ramp at 32, but you don't have to be. The state highway has confirmed that all the lanes are open. So if you get in that backup and you're back at Route 97, you can just make your move now and come right on through past the bridge at Route 32. I see people just starting to do that. You don't need to exit anymore unless you work in that area or you live in that area at Route 32. But there are still very big delays, not only on the interstate, but also on Route 32. If you're traveling in Anne Arundel County, south of Annapolis, direct northbound Route 2 at Harris T. Allen Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s and even some low 70s this morning. Heating up this afternoon, looking for highs in the upper 80s. Could be close to 90 once again with more humidity as well. Tracking our next weather maker as rain showers roll in this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
100 years of making the most out of a million priceless moments. Then, now, always. Erie Insurance.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles were in Seattle last night looking to extend their four-game winning streak against the Mariners, but they trailed 2-1 in the seventh with two on and two out. Heston Kerstad came to the plate and found himself in the hole.
In front 0-2 on Kerstad, who corks it down the right field line, hooking into the corner. That is a fair ball, and it'll go deep into the corner, allowing Arias to score easily. Here comes May. He scores! Kerstad trucking into third with a go-ahead triple!
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Heston Kerstad with the biggest hit of the year for him propels the Orioles to their fifth straight win and their eighth in their last 10. 3-2 was the final last night. After the game, the manager Mancelino on the game's hero.
He's hitting the ball hard. That, you know, the ball hit to the middle part of the field is good. When he's hitting the ball a couple hits the other way, it feels like hitting the ball hard through the middle is a really good sign for the kid. And
the Orioles starting pitching run continued last night as well. Cade Povich allowing two runs in 5 1/3. Starters earned run average over the last 10 games now stands at 1.96. Stanley Cup Final Game 1 last night in Edmonton had the Oilers and the Panthers tied at 3 late in overtime number 1.
Back to Nugent Hopkins. McDavid. Leon Draisaitl. Game 1 hero.
Listen to that crowd. Call on Sportsnet TV. Leon Draisaitl with the game winner. Power play with 31 seconds to go in overtime. And the Oilers take game one from the Panthers in Edmonton. 4-3 was the final. Finally, Maryland men's basketball coach Buzz Williams held a Zoom call with fans and alumni on Tuesday. And in the question and answer portion at the end, got a little language lesson. We'll pick it up here with the question relayed to Williams by a Maryland Athletic Department official who was moderating the event.
He says, Mazel Tov for renewing your vows. Where do I send NIL money to your program?
Thanks for your willingness to invest. What did you say the first words were, John?
I don't know. Mazel Tov.
What does that mean?
Congratulations. Hebrew.
I like that.
So
we need that as a hashtag on Saturday.
All right, just a memo. If you're going to coach in this part of the country and at the University of Maryland, you got to know what Mazel Tov means.
Yeah. Mensch would be another good one to learn, you know?
Meshuggah.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of them. The time now is 7:37. When we return, a happy birthday to a great Colt.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Buzz Williams may not know what Mazel Tov means, but I bet he knows what a schmear is.
I hope so. Yeah. He's gonna on a Sunday morning, believe me.
You also have to adapt a square pizza.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's true too. It's a process, but he'll get it. I think he's going to be good, actually, here at Maryland. He's got a really great personality. He's pretty infectious.
Yeah, Mazel Tov.
Born on this day 101 years ago, if you can believe this, June 5th, 1924, the Hall of Famer Art Donovan.
Wow.
Two-time NFL champion, inducted into the Hall in 1968. And then here's a quick one, because he became a media star after his career.
My God, you got the blazer on? I wore the blue blazer. You look very dressed up tonight.
My wife made me pay $320 for this thing.
Well, didn't she like the way you looked last time?
No, she knew you were going to wear one. She said, you got to look just like Johnny Ed McMahon.
You're kidding.
She's not trying to make a chicken salad out of chicken you know what.
Of course, he was a big star on the Carson Show.
And years ago, he was a big star here at WCBM with
Ordell Bracy.
Ordell Bracy, yeah. Exactly Ordell right. Bracy. You got that picture up there.
Ordell Bracy, Donovan and fans. Yes.
Exactly right.
That was a big show here during the Colt years.
He used to serve at a swim club. I think his family, I don't know if they said we were not on Valley Country Club, which is a swim club. And he used to ride around on his golf cart all the time. And Bob Ehrlich once told a great story. He said that he had asked Artie when he was going into college, which way should I go? Should I really focus on football and think about a pro football career, or should I focus on law? Artie said, focus on law, and Ehrlich said, best decision he ever made.
Hmm. So, 89 years, he passed away in 2015. Yeah.
Great guy.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Gary. Thanks for that memory. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Back in February of this year, 18-year-old Emerson Zaya was placed under supervision of a company called Advantage Sentencing Alternative Program, also known as ASAP, for an attempted murder charge. Later that month, police tied him to a double shooting outside of Columbia Mall, killing 16-year-old Michael Robertson and 15-year-old Blake McCray. Court documents show Zaya recorded at least 5 home monitoring violations in the weeks leading up to the incident. However, ASAP didn't notify the court until a day before the shooting. Yesterday, a letter was sent out by the Maryland Department of Public Safety and Correction Services suspending their license. They wrote, quote, your license to operate is suspended immediately because the results of the investigation reflect the public safety has been jeopardized by the actions or inaction of Advantage Sentencing Alternative Programs. So I read the letter from the DPS CS Secretary Carolyn Scruggs. Again, wrapped around the ankles of 883 people across this state, private electric monitors keep a alleged close watch on those letters. it out for home detention. A fourth of those cases, Bruce, 232 to be exact, fell under the supervision of this ASAP company. And now, of course, they have been told they got to turn in their license. They can no longer do business here in the state of Maryland. By the way, Scruggs' letter noted that under state law, home monitoring companies must notify the courts and local law enforcement within 24 hours of a violation. See, to me, that is unacceptable. It should be in real time.
It should be 3 minutes.
Okay. In real time. And there are two types of ankle monitors. There's the type, once you cross the barrier, you've violated, and the company gets an alert. And then there's the second type, which is the GPS. Not only do they get an alert, they then can track your whereabouts. Every single, first off, no violent offender should be getting any ankle monitors whatsoever. But I think every monitor should have a GPS on it. Every single one of them. And in real time, as soon as that person violates, then local law enforcement should be notified.
I'm much more direct than you are. I think in addition, there should be those shock collar things on them. So that if you cross outside your GPS, just like when your dog goes outside your fence, it gets shocked.
Right.
And make it a pretty fair one so you don't do it twice.
Well, but then we also talk about bringing caning to Maryland, like they do in Singapore for the Utes that stole or whatever the case may be. They got caned. Mm-hmm. There were consequences for that. But, of course, the ACLU would never go for that. Here's my
Can't
question,
imagine why not?
Here's my question. The state of Maryland holding a private contractor accountable is a good thing.
Yeah.
Albeit a bit late, but it is a good thing. Why don't they have the same standards for themselves? Mm-hmm. Why doesn't the state hold itself accountable for its role in the juvenile justice system failure? They don't.
Fair question.
Even though the governor says public safety is priority number one. And again, this would sort of basically parlay into that they're now holding, if public safety is number one, and they're letting people out, they're not watching them on these ankle monitors, and now you're going to hold people accountable. They're not going to longer get the money or the contract. Maybe the message goes out, do your job. So I do think we need to tweak things. It should be in real time as soon as they violate, number one. Number two, I'd like to see the state agencies themselves, including the Department of Public Safety and Correction Services and DGS, be held just as accountable as the private contractors.
743 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic with on the threes all morning long. Hey, before we do this, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. See if we can get you some good stuff. All you have to do is give us a call, 410-WCBM-680. And we're good to go. Right now, though, it's Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather.
I brought you as a service, Sepernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Big delay still there. I-70 coming eastbound from Route 97. The wreck is after Route 32 was closed for a long time with a big backup. We're still backed up. Apparently, only the left-hand lane is open at the accident scene. So we're still crawling, even though we're moving traffic after Route 32. Single up, get into the left-hand lane, tail into the backup, though, on I-70 is still back to Route 97. Just kind of reviewing the backups on the Beltway. Nothing out of the ordinary. Outer Loop 795 to Frederick Road. Inner Loop slowing at Greenspring. Parkville side, basically Bel Air Road moving over to Providence Road. Delays of both the tunnels still in the usual areas. These are all the normal backups. 95 and 895 south. Got word there may be a construction delay coming up now. I don't know if they're working yet or not, but the report was they're setting up on Falls Road between Ruxton Road and the city-county line. And it may be alternating traffic or one lane open through that area. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. They'll check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop by today. Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, I should say, is going to be, pretty nice start, but then the weekend gets a little wet. Right now, we're looking at cloudy start, mild heat and humidity coming back into the area with the highs near 90. And then tomorrow, cloudy highs in the 80s. Some rain could come in tomorrow night into Saturday and last throughout the day. Right now, partly cloudy, 68 in Bel Air, and it is 69 in Glen Burnie. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We have as a prize today a 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug. John in Timonium is our contestant.
Morning, John.
Good morning. It's me and my grandson, Owen, on the way to school. And, Gary, I see you got my email this morning about Donovan.
Very good. Yes, indeed. They did. Do you want to go first, second, third, or last?
We'll bring up the rear if it's okay.
All right. Okay. Yes, that is entirely doable. So good luck to you. All right. Story number one. Canada's national broadcaster released a documentary attempting to prove that nature is queer. The CBC released a nearly one-hour episode of The Nature of Things titled Animal Pride, highlighting several animals and plants that they claim exhibit queer behavior.
Like every year, the zebras are an entire month paint their stripes differently.
Yeah. Story two. Did you know that there are baby names that are off limits in the United States? According to USBirthCertificates.com, the following names have been ruled illegal by the courts. You cannot name your child King, Queen, Jesus Christ, Santa Claus, Majesty, Adolf Hitler, or Messiah, among other names. And story three, ICE is now being criticized for a creative scam focused on helping illegal aliens get green cards, social security numbers, and cashing their checks. The illegal aliens show up for any one of those services, and then they are promptly arrested and await deportation. The sting has increased ICE arrests to nearly 2,200 illegal aliens per day. Story one, CBC releases the Animal Pride documentary. Story two, names that are illegal in the United States, including King, Queen, and Jesus Christ. And story three, ICE now being criticized for a creative sting, fooling and deceiving illegal aliens, and then they get deported. All right, we'll start with Kristen on this one.
Well, I can definitely believe the Canada public broadcasting story, and I feel like I've always heard that's true, that there's just a few names that are off limits for babies. So I think I'm going to say number three. I'm like hoping ICE is doing those kind of things, but at the same time, I want them to do something that will stand up in court when it's obviously challenged. And I haven't heard that specific thing. I'm going to say three.
All right, Kristen goes with three, and Mr. Whitaker, the roastee.
I'm going to go with the names on the list.
Okay. Chuck goes for number two. Mr. Bruce?
Animal Pride, CBC, that makes sense. That's probably true. The ICE sting, I think that's probably true. As far as names, as long as they don't do away with Dweezil and Moon Unit, I guess they're working. True names.
All right. Bruce goes.
That's
Bruce,
number two.
No, story
Fake
number
news.
Number two. All right. And John and grandson and Timonium.
Yeah, we'll go with the majority. We'll vote for number two. I think that's the one.
All right, John and grandson going for story number two. Nobody votes for story number one, the CBC Animal Pride documentary. That is a true story. And story number three gets one vote. That's Kristen. And that is our fake news story the day.
There you go. Huh.
Sorry about that, John and grandson, but thanks for listening and playing the game. Appreciate that. So Chuck, Bruce, and our caller all go down in flames here this morning. Kristen emerges unscathed and victorious. And notice that she doesn't really gloat. I mean, Chuck, when he wins, he gloats. And
I don't win, so that solves that issue.
You can't ever gloat.
No, I know. I never studied in school.
Yeah. His get up and gloat got up and left.
Got it left.
Yeah.
Wow. Mr. Casey. You're on your game today.
We are. We're practicing. All of this is rehearsing for the big roast. By the way, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet.
Oh, the tickets available?
I would strongly recommend, if you want to go to our first ever annual WCBM Crab Feast, it's Jimmy's Famous Seafood, and they've got Craig Crabs, by the way. But it's an all-you-can-eat buffet. They got everything, all sorts of pit beef, pit ham, pit turkey, you name it, all sorts of corn on the cob and all the fixings, and of course, steamed crabs, steamed Maryland crabs. And of course, for dessert, it's Whitaker Flambé. We're going to roast them, to bake them, to do whatever we can.
So you think we'll roast after we eat?
Yes. We are going to eat first, and then we will roast.
That's a good idea, because people might have bad stomachs
if we
roast first.
Exactly. We don't want to ruin their appetite by trotting you out there first.
Trotting me out. That's nice.
Remember that big cage they give King Kong in the movie? You know?
No, they bring, look, just bring the meat. Bring the meat. He'll walk out. Bring the meat.
right. Folks, get your tickets today at WCBM.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are four things to consider. One, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. Two, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. Three, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number four, be aware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax, or our store in Timonium at York and Ridgely Road. See site for additional facts.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Do you know all the George Washington slept here?
Yeah.
Signs and placards. I think we should start a Chuck Whitaker 8 here. You put up a little plaque on all these establishments where he riposted.
Might I just mention the cost of that?
We'll get a sponsor. We'll get somebody.
Well, no, I mean...
Well, Chuck will barter it.
I mean, you're talking hundreds. Well, no, you mean he ate there and paid for it. That's just one shot. That's good. Yeah. 753, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Chuck Whitaker.
I think they should put a plaque up like they did when I stayed at the Sheraton at Clearwater Beach that said Jim Baker was in this room. Yeah. Remember that?
Yes.
True story.
It is.
True story. It was a nice room, too. It had a great view, but I didn't want to really sleep on the bed. There was something wrong with that.
Really? You got out the blue light, did you?
I just hung myself in the closet, literally. There's a new wreck in Crofton, southbound Route 3, just after the light at 450. Going to be a problem there. A lot of traffic coming south in that area, trying to get down towards a ramp at Route 50. So if you're traveling through Crofton, southbound, at least one lane is affected there. Construction, and they're saying now they're going to be alternating traffic. This will be a problem. Falls Road between Ruxton Road and the city-county line. That'll be a big pain in the neck coming through there. Eastbound I-70. Still queuing up, still slow. Big wreck earlier. Some traffic is moving, but it's still backed up even after you leave the ramp at Route 32 headed east. Very limited lanes on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild start to the day, heat and humidity creeping into the area as high as near 90. Right now, 70 in Dundalk, partly cloudy, 70 in Arnold. All the way from San Francisco, David is morning. On the line.
Oh, yeah, morning. Yeah, I was wondering about this great, big, beautiful bill. Is there any self-preservation in it?
I'm sorry?
You know, if they close down the EPA, that's like poison control. If they shut down the Justice Department, that means that organized crime can run out of control. Is there any self-preservation in the brand-new, wonderful bill?
David, first of all, the EPA and poison control are very, very different indeed, but it's an interesting sophistry. Secondly, poison control has been covered through 2029 through Senate Bill 4351 passed last year, so it's solid. As far as shutting down the Justice Department, where do you get that wild hair? Seriously.
What was due process again?
I'm sorry. Where did you get that wild hair that there's an indication they want to shut down the Justice Department?
Where was Justice? I'm sorry, David. It's my turn to ask the question. Your turn to actually answer it.
This is the way it works, David. We're not going to play. I ask you a question. You refuse to answer it, and then you talk.
All right, David. Thanks for the call. If you don't want to, you know, engage in meaningful discourse, then thanks for your call. But the only agency I'm aware of that is with any intent to shut it down would be the Department of Education.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And they're going to fold USAID into state.
Right.
Which is where it probably should have been the whole damn time. A lot more control, a lot less fraud going on because of that. Talk Radio 680 WCBM with Scott Jennings. He is very concerned about the direction in which this country is going and concerned that we are just not being honest in our terminology. The whole Free Palestine movement, he says, look, it's all that this is, it's a domestic terror organization.
What more do we need to see before we realize this Free Palestine movement is nothing more than a domestic terror organization right now? I mean, we had the killings in Washington a couple of weeks ago. We had this issue in Colorado. We've seen, the activities on college campuses now for months and months and months and months. The rise of anti-Semitism in America, the rise in the number of people who have come to America who hold anti-American views, anti-Western views, and anti-Semitic views and are now willing to act on it. It is absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, it is outrageous. And he says it's beyond outrageous. We are not aware of it. We keep trying to let everybody know we're engaged in the battle for the future of the Western civilization as we know it. All cultures are not the same. They are not all equal. I firmly believe the Western civilization model is superior to a number of other cultures in the world. Period. That Sharia law is not compatible with U.S. law, and so forth and so on. And he says, we're in the process now of engaging in a battle, and we're not even aware the other side's been fighting for years.
And we are dealing with domestic terrorism. It's growing more violent by the day, and if we don't deal with it, these kinds of things are going to keep happening in cities all over the place. It's awful, and we need to come to grips with the fight that we're in right now in America, a fight for the future of our country and the future of Western civilization, in my opinion.
Yeah, period. I mean, it is that straightforward.
Yeah, but that's the goal, to create the great caliphate from the Islamic fundamentalists.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. Islamic fundamentalism is incompatible with the West. It's completely incompatible with the Constitution of the United States. So if you come here as a practicing Muslim, you better not be an Islamic fundamentalist, because then
just turn around and leave.
There's going to be a contradiction. Go and you know, good luck to you. Practice your faith. But if it's going to be at the detriment to others, which it is,
yep, then observably,
out you go.
Yeah, Boulder, Colorado should be a lesson for us, folks. It is observably not compatible with, in part because the very formation of Islam assumes a unity,
right,
between church and government.
Well, here's what's happened. The bottom line is these radical Islamic fundamentalists that we've seen protesting in the streets of Columbia at Harvard, they've gone from burning the American flags to burning American Jews.
Yeah.
And you see the escalation. And it will just
step
continue.
By step.
All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about Mayor Scott. What is this with the inspectors general? The Democrats are just really trying to either fire them or get rid of them or not fund them at all. That's coming up and much more here on The Morning Drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says it's a matter of national security of keeping Americans safe at home. Effective Monday, people from a dozen countries will be barred entry to the U.S.
Very simply, we cannot have open migration from any country where we cannot safely and reliably vet and screen those who seek to enter the United States.
Mr. Trump bringing back a first-term policy that stirred political and legal challenges. It was ultimately upheld by the Supreme Court.
In the wake of this week's flamethrower attack on peaceful Jewish marchers in Boulder, Colorado, there's heightened awareness of dangerous rhetoric being aimed at people of faith. The popular national ministry Focus on the Family, for example, was recently branded a so-called hate group by the left-leaning pro-LGBTQ website, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Gary Schneeberger, assistant to the president for media relations at Focus on the Family, says his organization is just the latest Christian ministry to be smeared by the SPLC.
Is there something to be done? Because you talked about the groups who are also on the list, FRC, ADF. This has got to stop at some point because it is unconscionable what the Southern Poverty Law Center has been doing, and not just to us. We're not outraged by it just because it's us. We're outraged by it because of the blanket that they've thrown across people with biblical values who bring those biblical values into the public square. That's what they don't like.
Kneeberger adds that anyone wanting to learn about the actual pro-family work of Focus on the Family can visit the ministry website at focusonthefamily.org. Facing a raft of state charges, the accused Boulder attacker due in court later today. Israel has recovered the bodies of two more of the hostages captured by Hamas during the deadly 2023 raid on Israel. On Wall Street this hour, Dow futures 32 points higher. The NASDAQ futures are up 7 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. Look at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Progressive has great customer service and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads. Great for you. And so easy you could put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage. Weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans. Also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke. Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy, just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There's an accident on the ramp from 50 westbound. I'm looking at the backup here. It's on the ramp to go north onto Ritchie Highway. The wreck is up near the light at Arnold Road. So that's pretty good size backup right now, affecting Ritchie Highway northbound, backing up the ramp from westbound Route 50, working your way over eventually from Baydale Drive. So if you're taking that ramp, that's the reason it's backed up, because you have the delay on Ritchie Highway. I-97 south coming into Annapolis. Normal delays, but right now the tail end of that backup southbound is almost and slowing right at Benfield Boulevard. So it's from there down to the split at Route 32. And then it gets better eventually as you work your way down towards the ramps at I-97. If you're heading into Crofton, the wreck is southbound Route 3 after the light at Route 450. Eastbound I-70 is still jammed up. Big wreck early this morning at 4:30 after the ramp at Route 32, and we're still looking at limited lanes there with a backup eastbound, not quite back now to Route 97, but a good 15 to 20 minute delay, maybe a little bit longer for the traffic eastbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s and even some low 70s this morning. Heating up this afternoon, looking for highs in the upper 80s, could be close to 90 once again with more humidity as well. Tracking our next weather maker as rain showers roll in this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Glen Burnie, 68 degrees. Hunt Valley, 68 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, if you're heading downtown today, look out in the harbor. You can see those floats out there. Maryland Department of the Environment says a 2,000-gallon oil spill in the waters of Harbor East has been contained. The buoys are out. Baltimore Fire Department and MDE responded to the spill under the Harbor Point Connection Bridge Wednesday afternoon. They found the dye from the oil was turning the water red. By the way, they seem to have located the source of the spill, Johns Hopkins Hospital, East Fayette Street, around 1.3 miles from the site. Baltimore County police say a woman dead after she was struck by a school bus in Rossville. Police say the accident happened just before 2 p.m. Wednesday, Philadelphia and Ridge Road. Victim was pronounced dead at the scene. 10-year-old girl testifies in the trial of the former third-grade teacher, now accused of sexually abusing her. The girl says Matthew Schlegel, that's S-C-H-L-E-G-E-L, inappropriately touched her while she was a student at Severna Park Elementary School. She told the jury the incidents happened at her desk, when she went to his desk, and, of course, when he would hug her. Members of the Baltimore Ravens organization appeared with students and staff at Green Street Academy to participate in a community project yesterday. Players, volunteers painted murals, put together furniture and bicycles, even took in a little bit of landscaping. The school is located next to the Baltimore Ravens Boys and Girls Club, which is supposed to be opening up this fall. 806 on WCBM lottery numbers, pick 3, 647, pick 4, 4115, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners, did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
That's me. 805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Hasn't been a great year at the plate for Adley Rutschman, but the catcher is coming alive in Seattle.
He has to go through Rutschman right here to do it.
Rutschman with a long drive out to right field. And Wagner had the call on Masson, Rutschman's sixth of the year. It's his fourth hit of the series in nine trips, and it got the O started last night on the way to a 3-2 late-night win over the Mariners, a season-high fifth in a row for Baltimore. Meanwhile, the streak the Orioles are on has complicated the team's trade deadline strategy. The Athletic reporting, the Orioles had informed Major League Baseball clubs about 10 days ago that they would be sellers at the deadline if their fortunes didn't improve, and now Baltimore has won 8 of their last 10. Maryland men's basketball alum Aaron Wiggins will attempt to become the fourth Terp ever to win an NBA championship tonight when the OKC Thunder tip off against the Pacers in Game 1 of the Finals. Last Terp to do it was Tony Massenburg back in 2005 with the Spurs. The other Terps, Adrian Branch with the Lakers in 87, Keith Booth with the Bulls in 1998. Coming up in 30 minutes, has the NFL gone too far? And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland, and coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at the KJP,
Queen Jean-Pierre, the very nice French lady.
She left the Democrat Party, or did she? And also the California Title IX violations in women's sports. The culture war continues. But our top story here today is that the Maryland Democrat Party has this thing for inspectors general. They don't like them.
Yeah.
They don't want them. They don't want to fund them. And they want to fire them. And it's just not, you know, the County, we talked about Kelly Madigan yesterday. There's an update on her in just a second. But there's also the Inspector General Isabel Cumming in the city. She's looking to have her office funded by the Baltimore City Council. The mayor's put his budget forward, and the city council is contemplating that budget all through the course of June. And it's interesting that it doesn't seem like the Inspector General's office is a priority for the mayor.
Correct.
Mayor doesn't want to fund it. Mayor doesn't want it. Mayor doesn't want somebody looking over his shoulder, especially when he's approving his own travel expenses. Why do you need an Inspector General?
Really?
But I digress.
Seriously.
So, Mackenzie Frost, she won't be joining us this morning. She's got the day off, by the way.
Oh.
But she did yesterday have a chance to sit down and talk with a couple of folks, including the Baltimore City Council President, Zeke Cohen, about the mayor's budget and funding the Inspector General.
Do you believe that it's necessary for the city to have additional staff for an office to make sure that the city is operating the way it should be and rooting out fraud, and especially given what we've seen come out of that office for DPW and other agencies?
I do think it is really important to support the Inspector General, that her office be fully staffed up. That is not one of the offices where we're seeing an extraordinary amount of long-term vacant positions. And so what I will say is that we are in active negotiation around those two positions that she requested.
I think those should be a top priority. We see a great, tremendous return on investment for all of those inspectors.
Yeah, that was Izzy Schleifer, the Baltimore City Councilman. In fact, Mackenzie asking him as to whether or not they should be funding the Inspector General's office.
We often hear that budgets are a reflection of a city's priorities. And if the mayor is investing more money in his own office and expanding his staff while telling the city that he's not going to invest in the office of Inspector General, what does that tell the city about where his priorities are?
Look, you know, it's the mayor's budget. It's his prerogative to fund what he wants to fund. And the council has the ability to cut certain parts of the budget as well as to reallocate that amount to other things. And I think it behooves the council to cut vacancies, one vacancy both in DOT and one vacancy both in DPW, and reallocate those two pins to the Inspector General's office.
I think Yeti was being way too nice, but I do agree with him. We must have an independent well-staffed Inspector General office in the city and in Baltimore County. And there's an update on Kelly Madigan. We hear what Kathy Klossmeyer, or Stealthmeyer, she's now been called, what she had to say about Kelly Madigan. It's coming up in just a second.
Right now it's 8:13 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the ramp from westbound Route 50 onto Ritchie Highway northbound is backed up. That's because there's an accident between that ramp and the light at Arnold Road. So it's slow. I see the traffic moving, but it's going to take you 5 or 10 minutes to get off that ramp and then get up to the accident scene at Arnold Road. That's a long delay this morning on I-97 coming south. It's from Benfield Boulevard all the way down through the split at Route 32. And all that is the normal heavy traffic looking at the overhead shot at the camera at I-97 at 178. The pace is much better through there. The wreck coming into Crofton will still be a problem with southbound Route 3 after the light at Route 450. And that was a big deal through there because there's a lot of traffic comes south through that area. Just getting the camera changed over here back onto I-70. Big wreck this morning at 4:30. Had the roadway blocked for several hours, and we're still backed up right here at I-70 and Route 32. According to the latest report, only the left-hand lane is still getting by. The backup is not quite back to Route 97, but it's slow way. Well, yes, it is, too. I just looked at it. I just put it up. Backed up to Route 97. So from there all the way past Route 32, we have a delay on I-70. The two side roads there, 144 on Frederick Road, Route 99 would be okay for the local traffic, but everybody else has about a 25 to 30-minute delay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild start to the day, but that heat and humidity is going to stick around for a little bit. Highs again once near 90 tomorrow, cloudy, highs in the 80s. Showers coming in Friday night into Saturday morning, perhaps throughout the day on Saturday. Right now, 69 and partly cloudy in Columbia. It is 70 in Owings Mills. Time to see which Democrat will emerge from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time for us to head to the big top, please. We're going to find out exactly which lefty has lost it this time around. Please, grab your seats. Focus your attention on the centering. The Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, and comes to a full stop. And hey, guess what time it is? It's pretty special.
Hey, Stewie, time for the view.
No, not again!
Ana Navarro on The View.
The windows of their cars are getting smashed. They're getting dragged through the streets by men in masks who are picking up. Children are being torn from the arms of their mothers. And this is happening, and our Republican Congress people aren't saying a damn thing because they are more scared of Trump right now than they are scared of losing their seats. The same time that they are dragging Latinos all over the streets of America and treating them worse than we would allow animals to be treated in this country, he's opening up the doors and sending a U.S. taxpayer-funded plane to go pick up white Afrikaners fleeing from a non-existent genocide.
Oh, great. Crank up the hate-o-meter, folks. She's on her game today. It's got to be a race war coming. Ana Navarro says it's mean that we're actually saving somebody from the Holocaust because she doesn't like the race they happen to be. Would that mean she would endorse the Holocaust that's going on? Fake Holocaust? Can we show you the pictures of the crosses lining the roads in South Africa, each cross with the name of a South African farmer or his wife or his children who have been slaughtered over there? Fake Holocaust, my Aunt Fanny. Please get back in the clown car and get out of here, you hater.
Yeah, the ladies of The View, coming up a little later on, I would tell you there was someone who was trying to get on The View, but she never got a call back.
Oh, yes.
So that's coming up.
What a story that is.
Baltimore County Executive Kathy Stelfmeyer has finally sat down with an interview, and she has granted an interview to the Baltimore Banner. And she said, ready for this? The county's first inspector general, that would be Kelly Madigan, never asked to be reappointed to her position. So she decided she would go by the charter and require Kelly Madigan to reapply for her job. Quote, I didn't know if she wanted to do it again, so I just said, okay, well, we'll just go by the charter and just say, okay, she can reapply for the job. She's done a good job, from what I understand. She's gotten different awards and everything. You know, like Fraud Fighter of the Year. Okay? Madigan says she has emails going back 5 months reflecting her efforts to meet with Klaus Meyer to say that she worked hard to expose fraud and waste in county government and that she wished to keep doing so. When she didn't hear back, Madigan said, I kept sending emails following up my request to meet with the team, and I continued to put my head down and focus on my job. End of quote.
See, if Kathy Klausberger was unsure, there's this thing you probably have on your desk.
Yes.
It has a speaker part and a listening part. You pick up the speaker part, listening part, you say, please call her.
Well, you could call, you could email.
You could text.
You could text.
You could chat GPT.
You could
send pictures of each other.
Oh, I don't know. Drop by her office.
There are choices in life, and apparently Klaus Meyer was not aware that there were.
I think she took a big credibility hit on that one. Kathy Stelfmeyer was installed by Johnny Zero to protect the Baltimore County Democrat machine.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Kelly Madigan continues to do her job. She has found that another county corrections officer, the second one from Nigeria, has committed fraud, in this case receiving $18,000 in a federal COVID loan for a business that did not exist. The corrections officer is identified in the report, claiming he moonlighted as an Uber driver, earning $87,000 a year, supplementing his county jail income. In reality, Madigan found out the most he'd ever earned as an Uber driver was $10,000. She forwarded the findings to the Baltimore County Administrative Officer, DeAndrea Walker, who said the county would now conduct its own investigation. And I'm sure Kathy Stelfmeyer will be on top of that, just like she is everything else. All right. It's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Joining us now is Mr. Reverse Mortgage Answer Man, Mark McVeary. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Sean. When are you going to be on with you?
Boy, I don't know. I don't know. That would be, you know, Ann Coulter was on once, and it didn't go well. I would think it'd have the same kind of effect.
I think it would be entertaining, though.
It would be entertaining. I would be polite, though. I wouldn't, you know, be rude.
I know you would.
You're a
professional.
Thank you. A lot of people took out home equity lines when the rates were low, but what can they do now that the rates have doubled and you know, the minimum payments have doubled or tripled?
I mean, you're right. When the rates were low, I mean, I saw a lot of people use lines of credit as kind of their emergency fund. And yeah, right. And when they were low, the minimum payments were manageable. But now that interest rates have doubled or tripled, I mean, it's no longer affordable. So I am working with a lot of clients right now that, you know, are using the reverse mortgage to kind of replace their current line of credit. So pay off the current line of credit with the reverse mortgage, replace it. Go ahead now. They still have a line of credit they can access, but now they have a payment that's affordable because the payment is not a payment at all.
So, Mark, why do you think so many retired homeowners who still have a mortgage payment and the kids are grown aren't taking advantage of a reverse mortgage?
I mean, I think a lot of people are still worried about what they're going to leave for the kids. So they kind of do without. I mean, but, you know, what I try to tell people all the time is, I mean, doing a reverse mortgage doesn't mean you won't be able to leave something to the kids. I mean, it's just a way to make sure you're in a good place and your needs are met. I mean, listen, I mean, we all, you know, the kids, everyone, when we need money, you refinance your house. And that's what a reverse mortgage is. It's a refinance of the house. So, you know, why not take advantage of that and make your life a lot easier?
And as always, I'd like to hear success stories, people that you've been able to help with a reverse mortgage. Any clients you're currently working with?
Yeah, I mean, I have a guy right now who lives in Glen Burnie that wants to do a reverse mortgage so he can retire. You know, he's been in his house for 45 years. He thought he would, you know, have it paid off by now. But with weddings and everything else and kids, he's just not there. So he works for BG&E, and he's like, I'm sick of being on call, and you know, I'm just sick of the rat race. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and get his mortgage paid off, and once we get it paid off, he can retire at that point. So he's probably about 2 weeks from now where he's going to be retiring. The cool thing is this, when I sit there and I look at him, his eyes just light up when he talks about retiring. And, I mean, that really, you know, makes me love what I do because he's like, wow, once I can get this, you can just see, like, the kind of pressure coming off of him. So
right.
That's why he's going to do it.
Yep.
So,
always great feeling to help people. So if people need questions and they need answers or they need help themselves, how do they get in touch with you?
410-788. That's 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
That's Mark McVeary, your reverse mortgage answer man.
8:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, the man of the almost hour. Well, he's not quite his hour yet, but it's almost his hour. Yes, once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
I've been working longer than you this morning, so I would be quiet if I were you.
Well, I don't know. What time did you get it?
5:30.
Yeah. 5:30?
5:30, you got it at 5:30.
So we start before then.
Yes, well before then, Chuck.
Yeah. But I was on the air before you.
So. Oh, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah. You mean historically as well.
Don't try to get into this, Mr. Casey. I wasn't talking to you, please.
You mean historically as well. But of course,
I didn't bring up your name, Mr. Casey.
I'm the arbiter of truth.
Chuck, one more time because people really want to hear it. Would you once again say that famous thing you said that established you in broadcasting, oh, the humanity? Can you say it for us, please?
Oh, that's going to happen 2 weeks from tomorrow. Going to be a lot of humanity. Eastbound I-70, speaking of humanity, bless your hearts, this wreck has been here eastbound after Route 40 this morning, after Route 32, since 4:25. They had the roadway blocked for a long time, still recovering. Apparently still only the left-hand lane is getting by. I'm looking at you right here at Route 32. It's crawling. It's backed up all the way back to Route 97. The side roads backed up as well. 144 Frederick Road, Route 99, Marriottsville Road. We're getting reports from people that are on Marriottsville
Road caught up in all this mess. And this backup on 70 is not happening anytime soon. It's going to go away, so you're going to have to ride it out. And I don't think you really want to take this commercial traffic and put it on Frederick Road or on Route 99. Northbound Ritchie Highway, still slow. There's a wreck there at Arnold Road. It's backed up to the ramp at Route 50. I-97 still jammed up through the area around Millersville, trying to get down towards Annapolis. That's the normal delay. Beltway still has all the morning backups, and we're still slow. Nothing out of the ordinary at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is going to be a mild start to the day, but it is going to heat up, and humidity once again today with a high near 90. Tomorrow, cloudy, highs in the 80s, and then showers could return Friday night, Saturday morning, lasting throughout the day. Right now, partly cloudy, 71 in Annapolis. It is 70 in Reisterstown. Let's take a phone call here from Beatrice in Baltimore. Good morning,
Beatrice.
Could not hang with us or fell out of the cell. So the Democrats have been just no leadership, no strategy. They've just been, you know, just frothing at the mouth. And I think Trump has broken the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. And the latest is a.k.a. Sick Willie, former President Bill Clinton, stunning a CBS News correspondent after making unbelievable remarks regarding Joe Biden's overall health and decline.
Speaking of aging, there's this book that came out that talks about Joe Biden and the people around him seeing that he had cognitive and physical decline. Did you ever have a moment with him where you thought maybe he was unfit to run for president? No.
I thought he was a good president. The only concern I thought he had to deal with was, could anybody do that job until they were 86? And we'd had several long talks. I had never seen him and walked away thinking he can't do this anymore. He was always on top of his brief.
You never saw any cognitive decline?
So I didn't know anything about any of this, and I haven't read the book. I saw President Biden not very long ago, and I thought he was in good shape. The book didn't register with me because I never saw him that way.
Why didn't you read the book?
I didn't want to, because he's not president anymore, and I think he did a good job, and I think we are facing challenges today without precedent in our history, and
hello.
Some people are trying to use this as a way to blame him for the fact that Trump was reelected.
Yeah. Well, if there's anybody who knows about staying on top of his briefs, it would be Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Did you watch the debate, sir?
Yeah.
I'm just curious. That got completely.
Were you in the country at all in the last 4 years, sir?
Michelle Mybell facing a backlash over dismissive remarks about women and their reproductive systems.
So many men have no idea about what women go through. Men are so dumb. Women's reproductive health is about our life. It's about this whole complicated reproductive system that does the least of what it does is produce life.
Back it up a moment. You just said
the least of what it does is produce life.
Okay. There you go.
The least, really?
The least.
You're talking about the miracle of life that women are blessed with, that they're able to grow a human being, a baby inside their womb, and nurture that baby for 9 months, give birth to that baby, creating an unbelievable, miraculous bond between mother and child. But to her,
it's the least.
Shell Obama.
It's 8:29. Got to work on that. I did mess this. Casey, meh. big news. Rescue Natural Supplements rolling back the clock and the prices. Right now, the supplements that you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of the already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. Now, that's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices rolled back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant. consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Feel better. Get active. Turn back the clock with Rescue's 1210 pricing. I'm sorry, that's 2010 pricing. We're not going back to the 12th century, just the 20th. Again, use the code WELLNESS for 33% off any single bottle. That's the code WELLNESS. 33% off on top of their 2010 rollback pricing.
Most of our products weren't really discovered until the 13th century. Yeah. You just want to point that out.
Roll back the prices of the Middle Ages.
8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, folks. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office is investigating a fatal police-involved crash that took place in Baltimore yesterday. Two people killed. Shortly after 2 o'clock Wednesday morning, a driver fled from Maryland Transportation Authority police, struck a support pillar under I-95 near East McComas. The driver and passenger in the car dead upon impact. No officers injured. The officer's vehicle equipped with a dashboard camera. The IID generally releases these videos within 20 business days of an incident. Maryland Department of the Environment says a 2,000-gallon oil spill, the waters of Harbor East, has been contained. Baltimore Fire Department and MDE responded to the spill under the Harbor Point Connector Bridge. It was Wednesday afternoon. They found that the dye from the oil was turning the water red. According to officials, the preliminary investigation shows that the source of the spill was Johns Hopkins Hospital on East Fayette Street, around 1.3 miles from the site. Baltimore County police say a woman is dead after she was struck by a school bus in Rossville. Police say the accident happened just before 2 p.m. Wednesday, Philadelphia and Ridge Road. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say there were no children on the bus at the time of the crash. Circumstances surrounding the crash remain under investigation. 10-year-old girl testifies in the trial of a former third-grade teacher accused of sexually abusing her. The girl says that Matthew Schlegel inappropriately touched her while she was in his students at Severna Park Elementary School. She told the jury the incidents happened at her desk, when she went to his desk for help, and when he would hug her. He's accused of sexually abusing several students between August 2022 and March of 2024. 8:32 on WCBM in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. Skill Bridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. In my line of work, I've seen firsthand how fast the world can change. With rising geopolitical tensions and inflation eating your buying power, it's time to take action. For me, that means gold. And for gold, I exclusively trust Advantage Gold. I urge you to do the same. Call them now at 800-900-8000 for a free gold guide to discover the security that comes with owning precious metals. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Pick 3 lottery, 647, you pick 4-4-1-1-5. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Yep, all the late backing still there, both the Harbor Tunnels, so that's not going away anytime soon. Just the normal heavy traffic right now through there. Leftover slowing on the Beltway as you're traveling on the Parkville side through Pikesville and down the west side. Keep in mind, they're doing that road work on Falls Road between Ruxton Road and the city-county line, and the report is they're alternating lanes at different points as you're making the drive through there. Northbound Ritchie Highway still slow with the wreck at Arnold Road, and eastbound I-70, yep, you're still backed up. They're cleaning up a wreck from 4:30 this morning on the eastbound side after Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s and even some low 70s this morning. Heating up this afternoon, looking for highs in the upper 80s. Could be close to 90 once again with more humidity as well. Tracking our next weather maker as rain showers roll in this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Start your day every day at Dashen with a hearty classic country breakfast stackadilla or the bold flavor of a Santa Fe stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 only at Dashen.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. It'll be the Orioles and Mariners this afternoon at 3:40 p.m. as the Birds try to extend their season-high winning streak to 6 games on getaway day in Seattle. Baltimore won their 5th in a row last night, courtesy of a game-breaking 2-run triple from Heston Kerstad in the 7th. Adley Rutschman added a solo blast. Manager Tony Mancelino on his suddenly hot catcher.
You know, he's home. You know, there's something. You got a lot of people in the stands, and, you know, maybe the focus level goes up. Maybe comfort goes up when you see mom and dad and friends, but, you know, he's doing great right now.
Rutschman 4-for-9 in the series, originally from Portland, Oregon. Here's Rutschman on the vibe in the clubhouse.
It's awesome. We're playing good ball right now. Pitching is doing amazing. Hitters are, you know, picking up runs late, and just feels like things are flowing a little bit. And
Novak Djokovic continued his quest for a standalone record 25th Grand Slam title by swatting aside third seed Alexander Zverev in 4 sets to reach the French Open semifinals. He'll meet up with world number one Jannik Sinner tomorrow. Defending champ Carlos Alcaraz and Italian AC Lorenzo Musetti will play in the other semi. On the women's side, the world's number one seed, Aryna Sabalenka, will take on 5th seed Iga Swiatek at 9 a.m. this morning. American Coco Gauff will follow at 10 a.m., taking on unseeded Loïs Boisson, the first French tennis player to make the semis since 2017. After refusing to talk to the media during and after his 47th place finish 2 weeks ago at the PGA Championship, Rory McIlroy teed off at 7:40 a.m. this morning at the RBC Canadian Open at Osprey Valley in Caledon, Ontario. The first time event that has ever been there. McIlroy also snubbed Jack Nicklaus Memorial last week in Ohio. The Canadian Open is the longest-running non-major PGA event, having started in 1904. And finally, in another of a long list of stories about gamblers gone crazy, a bettor who goes by the moniker Mr. 100K a Day on social media and describes himself as the track and field bully posted a video of himself heckling Olympic gold medalist Gabby Thomas ahead of her 100-meter race in Philly, alongside a screenshot of a $1,000 parlay he bet on FanDuel against Thomas. Thomas lost, and he said, I quote, "I made Gabby lose by heckling her and made my parlay win." FanDuel said that it informed the customer that he has been banned from the site. Good. The time is now is 8:37. When we return, has the NFL gone too far?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So this is surprising, but not shocking. The headline is NFL declares football is queer and lesbian.
Please.
Well, I'm just going to quote here. The National Football League is going all out to celebrate Gay Pride Month. A video surfaced on social media with the NFL declaring that football is beautiful. Had they stopped there, the NFL would have saved itself a lot of heartache, but they went on. The video showed the words football is gay, football is lesbian, football is beautiful, football is queer, football is transgender, football is bisexual, football is power, football is exciting.
Okay.
I agree with football is beautiful, powerful, and exciting.
Look, I think...
But the rest of it, I really have a problem with that. And so did Des Bryant, apparently.
Des Bryant, the former receiver, called him out, saying, yeah, hey, it's all good, okay? But don't put it in our face.
Yeah.
Don't shove it at us.
Especially sensitive to that are wide receivers and tight ends.
Mm. Yeah. Especially so, yeah. You know, you're absolutely right.
The idea somehow that it's
especially
appropriate...
Especially the tight ends. Yeah.
The idea that it's appropriate somehow to say, we are all these things, just feels like pandering to me. It's like, all right, fine. You know, physicality doesn't conflict with being gay.
But football is pandering.
They're right now NFL's pandering. Why can't it just be a damn game?
So two things. Football is pandering, and Sean, you are absolutely certifiable. I just want to say that.
Yeah. Didn't used to be.
May I?
I think the commissioner is certifiable.
Boss, may I boss?
You absolutely can. This is a free area. You take your shots wherever you can. All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate
the morning
it.
Drive is...
It's 8:39, yeah. That's our next...
We're powerful.
That's our next... the
yes,
we're area to tackle.
We're lesbian. We only like women.
21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Seriously, I mean, what kind of a statement or message is that?
Who cares?
There are no lesbians playing in the NFL.
No.
Now, we do know there were homosexuals playing. Jerry Smith, sure, the former tight end of the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, and I don't care. I just don't care.
Would you care if you were in the locker room with them?
No.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't matter to me. The idea that one guy
who likes men while was with a bunch of other men naked in the shower.
Yeah, it seems to me that it's the same general reaction that if you're one guy in a locker room with 50 women, you know, that's at some point.
Where does
he's
that just happen?
He's a curiosity.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, again, Gary's dreams, it happens almost nightly, to be fair. You know, to be really fair. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. There is a continuing, talking about sports out in California. Title IX seems to be the third rail of California politics. You can't actually have women have an opportunity to be athletic and compete with other women in sport. You have to somehow pervert it. Well, Julie Hamel sat down, and Julie is a conservative thinker, a very, very bright woman, sat down to be interviewed by Brianna Keller. And Keller kept insisting that this human being with boy parts is a her.
I want to see Title IX, which was enshrined in law in 1970s in the United States of America, in order to give equal opportunity to women and girls in educational programs.
Yeah, period. That's all Julie wants. Julie he runs Hamilton, which is on Boogaloo Radio, runs Manchester's morning meet over in Great Britain. She's been a significant part of her early life in North Lancashire, eventually ended up over here. Well, this wasn't good enough for Brianna Keller, so she decided, let's see if we can trip her up some.
Many federal district courts in our country have already held that this principle that gender identity can be used in place of sex is in direct conflict with the clear language of Title IX.
Yeah, it's a way of disenfranchising women and female athletes. It's a way of saying, listen, I hope you enjoyed Title IX while it lived, but we're going to take it away from you. We're going to go back to the old boys club where a guy simply has to say, I'm going to compete with the weaker, shorter people right now so that I can feel myself as a victor.
What would make this fair for her to compete for those who are competing against her? What would that kind of structure in competition look like?
Who is her?
AB.
Okay, AB Hernandez is a male who identifies as a female. What would be fair is to have Hernandez competing in the male category. It is not fair to the females competing to have to compete with a male.
Bingo.
Yeah, and look, it's okay. You want to identify as a woman, knock yourself out, but don't make me share your delusions. If you want to say you're a girl and you're actually a guy, fine. Have a nice time. Have a good life. You know, get over yourself and move on. But don't make me share your delusions. Don't make me share your mental illness.
Did you know what they did out in California to try to compromise this thing?
Stand side by side on the podium?
Yeah, so if the biological male won, got a gold medal, got to stand on the number one spot on the podium, and they also took the top woman, and they put her on the number one podium as well. So they shared the podium, much like Riley Gaines shared her medal with Leah Thomas, or Liam, whatever the case may be. That doesn't cut it, folks. Sorry. And now we're seeing more and more women either refusing to stand on the podium or leaving the meet altogether. And when women as a group say, enough is enough, we're not participating anymore, these idiots will finally get the message.
Yeah, of course, the National Organization of Women has come out and said that they're not the National Organization of Pretend Women.
Right.
They came out against the women who are fighting for individuality in female sports. 843, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is, the man of the almost hour, Chuck Whitaker.
Eastbound I-70 is still slow. It's moving a little better now after Route 32, so we may have another lane open by that wreck up near the split right there at Route 40. Again, this wreck happened early this morning around 425, 430, so we're moving some traffic again. The tail end of the backup. Let me just put the camera on Route 97. Yeah, you're still backed up to Route 97, so that's a long delay trying to make some progress, I would think, right now from that point at Route 97. 15, 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer for the traffic through there. We're still slow coming into both the harbor tunnels from late backing on the Beltway. You might still see that wreck if you're coming off the ramp from 50 westbound onto Ritchie Highway. The accident was northbound at Arnold Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for you Thursday, mild today, heat and humidity again, highs near 90. And maybe some rain coming in this weekend. Right now, 71 and mostly cloudy in Pikesville. It is 72 in Arnold. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
A woman in Chicago, her name Lane Horwich, got diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 100. But she's now cancer-free at the age of 101. Her doctor said a lot of people her age don't even bother with getting treatment, but Lane doesn't plan on kicking the bucket anytime soon. Here's Lane and her doctor talking about beating cancer.
Many 100-year-olds would probably choose to do nothing, and we talked about that as an option. She had done her own research and learned that the pill form, the medication, could cause hair thinning. And she told me that by no means did she want that because she went to the beauty parlor every week.
I have a picture of me coming out after the surgery, and it's really funny because it doesn't look like anything happened.
How about that? At 100 years of age, God bless her. Democrats are still, they've lost their fastball. In fact, they just like this wild knuckleball. They have no direction. You just don't know where they're going to land. Here is Chuck Hugh Schumer in desperation trying to denounce the one big beautiful bill.
And we all know one thing. Donald Trump is just lying about the bill. Lying about the bill. Well, here's the We Are All Going to Die Act.
What? We Are All Going to Die Act is what he has renamed the one big beautiful bill. But wait, Sunny Hostin, and I know you like Sunny because you watch The View every day.
Oh, yeah.
She is repeating this canard, this myth that Doge is actually killing people.
But the damage that he did was just really incredible.
Yeah.
He slashed 250,000 federal employees, more than 8,500 contracts, more than 10,000 grants, and his cutbacks on medical research cost the lives of foreign aid, cost 300,000 lives, mostly children. That's the damage that Elon Musk did. So I don't think anyone should be listening to him about anything.
Folks, that is a flat-out falsehood. That is a lie. That is irresponsible, reckless, yellow journalism to claim 300,000 children died as a result of Doge cuts. Now, she could give a care less about the 500,000 children that went missing that actually got into this country and were handed over to drug traffickers, sex traffickers, human traffickers. Sunny Hostin didn't open her big fat mouth once on those missing children. But now she's making up, fabricating lies about the Doge cuts. But this is my favorite. This is my favorite, besides the Sheriff Judd, we ran out of bullets. We only shot him 68 times.
Yeah.
This is Democrat Representative Becca Bailent talking about the one big beautiful bill and how it will crack down on immigration and what ICE is doing and so on, and how we're really bringing illegal immigration to a halt. She says there's a downside.
Oh, huge downside.
Huge downside to that.
Labor and enforcement. To a place in Congress where it is no longer a political issue, but we see it as an existential issue for the country. If we don't have avenues for people to come here legally to work or to build a home here, I'm going to be really crude right now. We're not going to have anybody around to wipe our asses because we don't have enough people.
To wipe our glasses? No. It's close to that, though, folks.
Fox is the Democrat Party telling the Hispanic community at large that if we don't let you in, nobody's going to wipe our bums.
Okie doke. Yeah, by the way, I just did math real quick. In the entire United States, there are about 1,900,000 federal employees. assuming the views numbers are correct and that he cut 250,000 jobs, that's a little more than 11% of the total workforce. There is not a business in the world who hasn't gone through a business contraction where they had to lay off 10 to 20% of their workforce.
Yeah, well, especially when they were artificially inflated.
Correct.
And not needed to begin with. But that is just beyond the pale, as they say. All right, still to come, KJP has a new book out. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
And she suddenly left the Democrat Party.
What a shocker.
Wink, wink. We'll hear from what happens with her. And Steve Bannon weighing in on Elon Musk saying, kill the bill. And he's got an interesting take on that as well. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, it's official. All Chinese students in the U.S. are going to lose their visas.
No.
COVID and smuggling bioweapons didn't help, by the way.
Oakley-doakley-doo.
A 2 MTG. Now, MTG is saying if she'd read the big, beautiful bill, she wouldn't have voted for it. Cut spending.
You are high as a kite.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, if you want to read a great thread on the One Big Beautiful Bill, you should follow Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. He lays it all out. Stephen Miller also did a pretty good job yesterday on X, but this is the best one I've seen so far on why it's not perfect, but why the One Big Beautiful Bill should and must pass.
I come back to what's necessary to get it through, and if it's necessary to break off the debt ceiling and then deal with that separately, as Rand Paul says, take that out, you'll probably vote for it. I suspect that he'd be able to sway at least Lee and perhaps Johnson.
The problem is you can't pay for everything because of what Biden had already put in place and Republicans had passed and codified. That's the problem. And we talked about it then as to the reason why they shouldn't have done that, but they did it, and now Trump is left with, he inherited a mess.
You know, by the way, who never, ever has a problem with the debt ceiling? That'd be Chuck Whitaker. You know why? He has Tyrannosaurus Rex arms. He never has to worry about debts. He can't reach the bill.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
You don't incur debt if you don't pay it.
Yeah. You can go just far enough to reach your throat.
8:53.
That's really all I'm worried about.
We are going to separate you two at the roast. By the way, tickets available at WCBM.com.
Traveling out while they're on the threes, Chuck.
No, I want to make sure I sit near him.
Oh, yes.
I want to be right between both you guys.
Okay. Yeah,
all right, we'll see what happens.
All right.
Eastbound I-70.
A Sammy.
Never mind. I take it back.
Eastbound I-70.
That's Pavoice. It's eastbound I-70. Still slow. Route 97. We're making a little progress, though. A couple of lanes are now opened up as you're going east of Route 32. But this is a big backup. It's been there 4.5 hours almost now from this wreck that happened early this morning. You're still delayed, but we're trying to move traffic a little bit better. And it looks like we may be getting some traffic now towards the ramp onto Route 40, which would help out a little bit as well. The wreck is gone from Ritchie Highway northbound at Arnold Road, so the ramp back at 50 is clearing. Leftover slowing, but not bad. Heavy traffic still there at both the tunnels, and there's still some slowing yet in and around the Beltway on 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday and a peek into the weekend. It looks like mild start to the day today, but that heat and humidity sticking around. Highs near 90. Tomorrow, cloudy. Highs in the 80s. Showers could return Friday night into Saturday morning. It could last throughout the day on Saturday. Right now, we are mostly cloudy and 73 in Glen Burnie, 71 in Stevensville. And Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House press mouthpiece for Chairman Joe, has announced she's leaving the Democrat Party as she releases a new tell-all book about the regime. KJP is claiming she's become an independent, which just happens to be the title of her October release.
What a shock.
Which is subtitled, A Look Inside a Broken White House, Outside the Party Lines.
Then why did she toe the party line for the entire time she was there?
The book says, as a history maker, veteran public servant, political analyst, and independent thinker, she urges Americans to think outside the blue and red box as we consider what's next to save our democracy, end of quote. They should also put in there, and veteran professional liar. Again, just amazing. After years of lying, covering up Biden's cognitive decline, Corinne Jean-Pierre says she's leaving the Democrat Party. Why? Because she's writing a book. And now she wants to profit off that cover-up, just like fake Tapper and the rest of these Democrats.
By the way, it turns out that Jen Psaki is also leaving her position and leaving broadcasting entirely. She'll be going to Ireland to be with Rosie O'Donnell, where she will then run the annual Redhead Festival over in Ireland. So it's really very special to see. That's
I don't
not
think
happening,
Rosie's a redhead anymore, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. Last picture I saw, she's all gray.
Yeah.
She's let herself go in so many ways.
In so many ways. You say sad regret. In so many ways. It's so sad. Poor Rosie.
By the way, Corinne Jean-Pierre, we understand, was hoping for a White House gig. What gig do you think she was most interested in?
The View.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She wanted to be hired as a co-host on The View. And the absolutely awful White House press secretary supposedly left the party due to the media focus on her. She now has said that she was interested in The View. She was a guest in the show just a few weeks ago, and she had a grand old time yucking it up with Joy Blowhard and the other shrews on the show. We're told that, she didn't even get a call back.
That's not so much fun when the shrew is on the other foot.
From the executive producers of The View. But she kind of belongs there, really. I would take that faux, they allegedly hire these so-called Republican women, that Alyssa, whatever, Farrah
Fawcett,
get
whatever.
Get rid of her. She's a waste of time. And just put Corinne Jean-Pierre. I don't watch it. I have no plans to watch it, but get rid of the posers. The fakes, the phonies, get rid of her.
Because you spend a lot less money on hair and makeup with KJP because Melissa, whatever her name is, my God, that woman's got to spend an hour and a half or two hours in the chair getting her hair fixed every day.
Isn't it interesting, though, that the queen of DEI hires, of course, was not, they weren't interested.
They were hired by the DEI group.
Exactly. They had no interest in AD.
No, actually, you want someone who can skill them to do the job. What a shock.
Wow.
Listen, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and the great rate they may have with a current home. You're sitting at home, you're happy with the home. It's not perfect, but it's okay. Well, what if you could get your perfect home, your dream home, with an interest rate somewhere in the mid-4s? Would you be interested? If you said yes, please talk to Vinny Steele. Vinny Steele has the answers to your questions. If you need to sell, for example, but you're worried about finding that next home, when you work work with Vinny, you're granted access to his exclusive off-market properties instead of searching through all those agent properties online that have been picked over by all the other buyers. Ask Vinny about his unique certified pre-owned home program. You'd never buy a pre-owned car without a certified warranty. It makes total sense, and no other agent is available to offer this type of insurance. Vinny Steo, not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert. Call the only agent that I would trust to sell my home. That's Vinny Steo, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, now 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Kim is off today and tomorrow. Professor Langer will be sitting in coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. And don't forget to get those tickets to the roast available right now, WCBM.com. We'll see you tomorrow at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.